Blog Talk Radio.
Hear the howling winds of war. It's my destiny.
Journeyman's Search for Link here on Block Talk Radio. Welcome to the show, and how are you? I didn't hear you. How are you? You doing good out there? I'm doing pretty good. So I can actually sit and really say it to you myself, so can you also do the same thing as well? Ask yourself today, how do you feel? Don't really get caught up in everybody else and what they feel and what they see about you. Just focus on you and say, hey, how do I feel today? So also I want to welcome April, my co-host. Say hi, April.
Hi, everybody.
She's doing the switchboard right now because we was actually looking for some solutions to actually make the show work a little bit better, and she's actually has done that. So we want to sit here and say thank you for helping out. You can say thank you. You can say you're welcome.
You're
anyway.
Welcome.
But so Dee's not with us yet?
Nope.
Okay. We got any callers in the queue?
I have a private number.
Okay, well, let's tell everybody information. If you want to give a call in here and answer a couple questions. During the week, we're actually on. See, Mondays at 9 a.m. in the morning, we're on for an hour show. And then on Tuesday, we're on at 11 at night. Wednesday, we're on at 9 a.m. Those are all one-hour shows. And Thursday, we're on at 11 o'clock, too, for a one-hour show. But tonight, we're having a two-hour show. Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays are always two-hour shows. So if you want to give us a call in here and ask some questions and that kind of stuff, please do. It's 646-721-9031. Anyway, if you didn't hear that number the first time, it's area code 646-721-9031. Okay. All right. So we have a caller in the queue, you say?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead and take a caller. Did you click?
Hello, are you there?
Hello, caller, are you on? Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you? What's your name?
It's me.
Oh, you called on a private number or what?
No.
Huh. Well, that's kind of funny. It's
I call the same number I always do.
It come up as a private number. This time it was 11111, so we thought she was somebody else. Sorry. So, caller, would you like to ask a couple questions?
Yeah, you never know. I might be somebody else. It may be an out-of-body experience.
Oh, really? Yeah, I knew somebody who could actually
I don't know how
battle.
I came up weirdly. Huh?
Well, I wouldn't say weirdly. It's just that it comes up as 111111 when it comes up as a private number. And we're sort of looking at the thing.
That's weird.
And that kind of, yeah, I know. I thought so, too. I was, like, looking at this thing going, okay, well, she's not here yet. Anyway, so we looked at the situation.
I don't know.
Kind of stuff. Also, we want to sit here and tell people who, you got the chat room full up, too, don't you, April?
Yes, I do.
Anybody who's in the chat room who would like to ask a question, you can ask questions in the chat. Just let us know if you want to, if we can answer on the show, or if you'd like someone to practice on the whole thing. But we always encourage everybody to call in, especially with some of the questions we've been getting.
We have two in the chat room.
Oh, do we?
Two guests in the chat room besides me.
Ah.
Amen, Peter McPherson, go away.
We just want to sit there and say, hey, welcome to everybody in the chat room, too, as well, because we haven't had the luxury lately of actually having a chat room. And when we did, it was kind of limited, which I didn't like it because for some reason my computer made me come up as a guest. So everybody's like, how come you're not being nice to your guests in the chat room and saying hi to them? I said, well, I am. It's under guest 228565. I don't know why it came up that way either. Well, like we said, I was going over some stuff with the ideal manifestation, and the thing was, since we had February, which we just came out of February, is the idea of focusing on relationships, and people keep talking about their list and that kind of stuff. And it was a decision of mine to sit here and talk about such thing and callers. And since we have no callers just yet, we should just go ahead and shoot the breeze and say, hey, you know, when it comes to relationships, I think we should also consider that everybody else that we're coming in contact with as well, and kind of things that we say to ourselves. Because in the process of saying things to ourselves, everybody else that we come across... It's one of those things where whoever, you know, if you're sitting down on yourself and you cross someone's path, that energy that you have eliminating from your body at that time has a tendency to affect everybody. And we should all consider that and say, okay, the idea of focusing on manifestation means we could focus on happiness and just see the image of us smiling all the time, because eventually what would happen is that's exactly what we'd be doing. We'd be happy, having a great time, doing a whole kind of thing too, because we're sitting here talking about relationships, and it seems like, in some sense of the word, everybody's making relationships so, how would you put it, not important. They are important, but they make it too serious. It's the idea of having fun. And you ever notice that the people who seem to be the ones who smile, laugh, and joke around with each other and just are very playful seem to have a deeper loving relationship. So there's definitely a connection there. And it should all be considered just that way. Alrighty. So, Dee, with the situations, you've had some things going on in your life too as well, so... I'm just saying, with the situation, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's been interesting.
So
I'm still not getting... What?
I said, working out details.
Oh, no, nothing is worked out yet with anything.
Yeah, because what I was bringing up was the idea you have this radio show that was supposed to start Monday, huh? Something going on back
burner. Right, it was supposed to start, and I haven't heard word one from Jethro. I know he just moved to Florida, so I know he's busy. I know he'll get to me. I'm just, I'd like to get it started.
I was bringing up Jethro. I keep thinking about a Beverly Hills Billy reunion.
Oh, Beverly Hills, yeah, when I think, it always pops into my mind, Jethro de Bodine, head varlet to the Earl of Clampett.
Oh, really?
He graduated sixth grade and was going to become a brain surgeon. Yeah, right. I don't think so. I needed a laugh today.
So, this is turn. I was going to do something too here. I was looking up your area code, which I think is 207. I was looking up 207. Yes, I was looking up 207 in my angel handbook here. 207. 207 means the universe is patting you on the back, applauding the way you've lived on a foundation of prayer and spiritual devotion. Keep up the good work. Add to it. Your positive outlook, prayers, and other manifestations. Activities, motivation, manifestation activities have created financial security for you. Expect an increase in funds, such as a raise, promotion, or windfall. I was actually looking at mine, too. 740. Here we go.
I like the windfall idea, because that's about the only way I'm going to get it.
Right. It says, God's angels are working closely with you on this situation, reassuring you that you're doing the right thing and that all is well. The angels ask you to stay positive about the steps you're taking because you're going in the right direction. Trust that the angels are guiding and protecting you in the situation because they are. Yeah, I was sitting there going over some things too with the situation with you and Tony. And I was going to sit there and do this three-card spread real quick.
I'm curious because I talked with somebody today who was saying that they were disputing what somebody said to me about him having trust issues, like both of us had trust issues. And she said, no, that wasn't it. She told me to be an emotional Columbo. Do a little digging, because she said, contact us on time once I find out his birth date, because I don't know when it is. I just know he'll be 49 this year. Because when I wrote to him the other day, he sent me three comments all exactly alike, and that's all I've heard from him. So I don't know what's going on with him, and I don't want to, yes, I want to go after what I want, but I don't want to push. I don't want to become somebody that he goes, oh, my God, would you leave me alone? There's got to be that, and that's a bad pun, I suppose, but a happy medium.
Oh. All right.
Yeah, so that's sort of where it is at the moment.
it is.
I always say I'm a medium and a large body.
Yeah, I would we'll do a three-card spread for you. Okay, what is it?
Okay, great.
It says flowers, trust, and religious factors. Focusing on situations where working with flowers opens your heart and brings blessings to others through your life purpose. So it's like Doreen Virtue used to do this a lot too, where she put flowers in her office. Seemed to bring in some fresh energy. It says trust. Trust your feelings and dreams to guide your career path. Hang in there and do what you got to do. It's like follow. Sometimes we say follow the leader, which means follow your guide's lead or God, angels, everybody who keeps leading you down the path. It's like pay the. So in some ways, you're a follower, but you're not. You're basically working 101 together. So it's the idea they're illuminating the lights. They're illuminating your path, but you also illumination within yourself in the process of thinking positive. Then it says religious factors. It says your love life is influenced by religious upbringing and spiritual path. So, you know, sometimes with a situation, it's the ideal. Working with the first two of trust and those kind of things with your angels and guides to remove these blocks, to remove these patterns or maybe these, what do you call them? You can say habits and that kind of stuff. Realizing certain limitations that you're bringing on yourself could also be tapping into someone else's limitations, so that's what's coming to the forefront. It's the ideal, taking off your kind of limitations or restrictions and asking yourself, what do I want? And then just leave it that way.
Right. Interesting.
Let's go to the next level, which is the two cards on top of the three. Okay, it's talking about healing family issues. Your life purpose benefits as you forgive your parents. A spiritual teacher, it talks about you heal with your it says classes, sessions, and seminars, but it's the idea of who you are. So it's the idea of focusing and saying, okay, this is what you do for a living, so therefore the idea of healing and letting go of blockages within a relationship is the ideal. Realizing some things with, within yourself too could not just be blocking that, but the ideal of any kind of restrictions to love has a tendency to cut into your prosperity too as well. So they're actually one and the same. And then the next one says, talk to your angels. Instead of worrying, ask for divine guidance. If you've already asked for divine guidance, then sit down like I've done before and pull out my nice little book here called Archangels and Ascended Masters, and start looking up other ones too to work with and that kind of stuff, or just in turn ask God to lead me in the right direction of finding the solution to the things that are happening right now to clear out those blockages. There's a good book out there called Empowerment. You Can Do, Be, and Have All Things by John Randolph Price. And also, at any time, if you're in the chat room or you're out there listening and you want to check out these books, just go to my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com, and go to the spiritual book page where I have all the books and stuff like there. And if you actually want to order these books, all you got to do is push those links at the top on any one of those books or cards. It'll take you right to Amazon, and you can get that special price. They have a lot of good prices on there, too. I like the idea of getting used books and news books. And every once in a while, they have specials to get you to buy the book. Even to buy a new book, they'll have discounts. So the other day, I bought a brand new one, and it was usually like a $14 book. I only paid $4 for it. So take the idea.
Yeah, Amazon has some good deals.
Talk to the angels. That's what it says. Talk to the angels. When you talk to the angels, solutions come. And all of a sudden you start seeing movement like you've never seen before. And that's the big thing here. Because as we were talking about before, when I was writing my journal, we're trying to get a lot more details into, and even writing my column, it's the idea of putting more details into the list of helping people realize that when you create these lists, it's about, you know, the person, how we put this, it's like realizing that everybody has a tendency to write their own list. So therefore you don't have to focus on what that person should be. It's the idea of focusing on what you want. What is you want? What are your wants in a relationship? What are your wants in a person? But you shouldn't sit there and specify this person should be this. It's the ideal of putting things out there, what you want. Surely.
Yeah, because sometimes the person that, you know, we have all these it's like a criteria, I guess, for lack of a better word. We think that a person should be a certain way, but then somebody comes along and they're a little bit different than what we had put out there, but they're absolutely perfect for us. We have to be flexible. We can't be so hard line, because if we are, sometimes, you know, we're going to miss. We're going to miss what's right under our nose, which is better than what we thought we wanted. That I know that right now, you know, you've been talking and I've been listening and I've been seeing because you know I'm a clairvoyant. I've seen this before, it's just been the last like day or two since I've been back on Tagged, and it isn't just necessarily Tony's picture, the one that he uses for his front picture, which is the full length one, which I know you've seen. I just see, and cannot be certain because I don't. Now, just because I said that now I can see the Grim Reaper, but I've never been certain if the robed figure, which isn't the full figure, it's just like they're looming over in a sense. And I wasn't sure if I was seeing like the hermit, or it could have been, because one of my guides is like a hermit. He used to be apparently a druid. He had one lifetime, and that was it, and he decided he could do more good being a spirit guide than he could being coming back to life, apparently. So so I don't know exactly why I see what I see.
So physical? He didn't want to be on the physical? He just wanted to float around. I was going to ask you, does he have any resemblance to the hermit and the tarot deck? You know, the guy always has that lamp on his stick.
Yeah, that's the hermit. But I do, my druid guy does carry a lantern. I've seen him in vision. I don't, walking along on a path and with his old robe and his staff, and he holds the lantern up sometimes just so that, you know, I can see where I'm supposed to be going. I haven't seen him in a while. I have so many guides that I don't even know who half of them are.
Right. Well,
but I do know, but I do have my three main guides, and I'm very fortunate because I knew a shaman in Maine that drew a picture for me one time, and he didn't have to tell me who my physician was. I took a look at that drawing, and I immediately knew that I had Ben Franklin. It's like, whoa, I like that.
You had what? You had Ben Franklin with you?
I have Ben Franklin. In fact, somebody that used to be a friend of mine, I showed her the drawing one time, and she looked at it, and she saw a resemblance between Ben and myself around the eyes. I thought that was kind of cool. Maybe we're related.
Could be, yeah. You never know.
I know he was
a
randy old guy, but
back.
I like Ben Franklin.
No, I was just saying, I was going to ask April if there's anybody on the switchboard, anybody in the queue.
No.
Nobody's coming. Summon.
Uh-oh.
What happened? You okay?
Eventually, they'll start flucking.
Nope. How about the chat room? Dee, is anybody in the chat room hanging out?
I'll check. I got to pull that up. In the chat room, who do I see in the chat room? I see Phoenix Lighthouse, guest 19196, and guest 8876. I've seen Phoenix Lighthouse before. Somebody's show, they were in the chat room.
No, I was going to say was everything going on and stuff like that. I was kind of surprised someone haven't called in yet, but you know what? If you want to give us a call here, if you're out there listening, it's area code 646-721-9031. That number again is 740-721-9031. Give us a call. You know, it's like, what is it? It's 11:27 p.m. here on the East Coast in Ohio. We're broadcasting from Circleville, Ohio. If you just tuned in, my name is Psychic X-Ray Man. My friends call me Donnie, and this is my show, Psychic X-Ray Man Spiritual Link, and this is Blog Talk Radio. So welcome, and everything going on. I don't know how the weather is in your life and where you're at right now, but right now it's like 57 degrees. Well, actually, it's 51 degrees. And, as they say in Florida, 51 fun-loving degrees. So we sit here and look at the situation of what we're sitting here talking about, the idea of focusing on relationships and that kind of stuff. Also, with the kind of work, also in the process, we always encourage people to also come in and donate to the show as well. And actually, I was looking up, we have a sponsor to our show, and his name is Richard Belonga. He has a website called DivineBodyWash.com. Go check it out. He's selling it. He's basically as a offer right now for any donation of $25 that you donate to the show, he will give you a body. He will give you a body. Here you go, man. How do you like that? He will give you a body wash. And if you donate $35 or more, he will also throw in a. Yeah, you'll also throw in a bottle of body wash too as well. And that website again is www.divinebodywash.com. And like I said before, for every listener who donates $25 to the show, he will give you a bottle of body wash.
Get a whole new body, yeah.
Right, and then if you donate $35 or more, he will also give you a bottle of body wash. And also with my listing right now, if you go to my website, you'll see that it's...
No, it's the body mist for the extra.
Right. But if you go... No,
okay. Try that again.
Right. If you go to my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com, you'll see the prices and that kind of stuff. But if you also look on the page for the show, you'll notice there's a difference in prices, because what we're doing is we're actually having a special for callers. Whoever calls into the show, you get readings. Like for $33, you'll get a 60-minute reading. For okay, I lost my track again. Okay, let's try it again. And for a 40-minute session, you will get it's $22.22. And for a 20-minute session, it's only $11.11. And that's just for people who call the show. I was trying to get that back. That's for the people who call on the show. And also, we also have a special where I lost my track again. Offer for a 90-minute to 2-hour session, which is the idea of life coaching and relationship counseling, and also getting angel card readings. Those sessions are only $77.77. So give us a call on those things. You know, it's a special we're doing right now, and right now we're not sure how long that special is going to last, but take advantage of the whole thing and do that. And like you said before, give us a call in here and go to and check out this body, because what he does when you donate $25 or more, he will give you body mist. For $25 donations, he will give you a bottle of body wash. And this is from this company, DivineBodyWash.com, which is actually a spiritual. He said it was something within him that he was spiritually guided to do this stuff. So go check out the website, because he actually makes the body wash to your specifications of what you want on a spiritual level. And it's very enlightening and stuff like that. And they really are really good for the body too as well. And he's offering these things to you. So therefore, go check him out at DivineBodyWash.com. And like you said before, for every donation of $25, he will give you a bottle of body wash. And for every donation of $35 or more, he will give you a bottle of body mist to go with that. And it's all natural ingredients. And it's one of those things to enhance you, and I think from what I understand, in a spiritual way. And that's our sponsor, Richard Perlanga. Really nice guy. Really, you know, a lot of things going on in his life too as well. And like to have him back on the show again so he can actually give us some insights to this whole thing too, because I just thought it was a very interesting story in itself and how everything unfolded and the way things came along. And for every donation that you donate to the show, we thank you and appreciate everything that goes along with it. And you're also helping us to get the message out there, because the biggest thing we're looking on right now is the idea of relationships. Relationships are very important. And the reason we say that is because they are. Because the idea of foundation, it's like we were talking about the other day, me and April were sitting reading this book, which was today actually, about how important it is when certain visualizations of doing spiritual work, how important it is to focus on the home. Because the home can actually be representation of each one of the rooms as a piece or part of your life. And I was sitting there going over the whole thing of how we can actually get that out to everybody else to do the same thing with their lives, of getting things in balance and also getting the perception. Okay, we have some people in the queue. So give us our first caller, April.
Hi, you there?
Hey, caller.
Hello?
Are you on the? You on? The, yeah. Hello. How are you on the show? And,
hi.
And, say hello to D. Say hello to D and April. And what's your name?
My name is Brandon.
Brandon. And
hi,
how can?
Brandon.
Hi, Brandon.
Hello.
And where are you calling from, Brandon?
Georgia.
Georgia.
Ah.
So how's the weather in Georgia? It's kind of like crazy here.
A lot of tornadoes hitting the ground.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll stay up here in the snow, thanks.
Well, that's right. You're in the snow, aren't you? You're up there. You're in where? Maine or?
Maine. Yeah, I'm in Maine.
Maine. So it's snowy up there, huh?
Not too far from Acadia National Park.
Yeah. So, Brandon, how can we help you tonight?
April sent me a Facebook message to call this number, and I said, no one on.
So?
Do you have any questions?
Yeah, go ask us any questions. You know, like, what should I have for breakfast today? Should I get some Jell-O or should I have the pudding? You know, we have a tendency to help people with everything and anything you can think of here. So we've had some questions, I'm telling you. I've had some
good.
Really
crazy questions. We're going to pick his toilet paper for him? Yeah, go on.
Hey, you know, I'm serious. I had a girl call me one night and she asked me flat. She asked me two questions, but I thought I'd heard everything. She asked, the first question was, will my breasts get bigger? And then she asked me if she would ever have an orgasm. And I'm sitting there going, and what was so funny about the reading itself, every time she asked the questions, I got answers. So they must have not been too far off the freaking thing, because I actually got answers, you know, guidance so came through to give her some answers to the thing. So there we go. So go ahead, Brent.
So are these like kind of like tarot readings or?
Actually, we have angel cards.
Huh?
Actually, I got angel cards. I don't know. Dee might have some tarot cards. You got some tarot cards, April?
Well, no, I'm just curious.
I do, but I'm not a tarot expert.
Like, is it divination tools, right? Or deviation, whatever.
Yeah, like...
It's what?
Yeah, the divine tools of the trade, I guess you would say. Yes, yeah, so we have tarot...
Yeah.
Well, I guess
so,
April has tarot cards.
So I'll pretty much ask you...
Go ahead.
Ask you a question.
For me, I do straight readings.
Yeah. I'm just kind of curious.
Yeah,
I just like to get on my
feet. She's a psychic medium, spiritual advisor.
Gotta get on your feet, huh?
Yeah. Things are really rough right now.
Ah. Yeah, you've been going through
a bit
of a rough patch.
You know, let's turn and look at the situation and free yourself. It's time to take back your control of your life. The idea of allowing the world to dictate things to you in the process of saying, okay, this is what I should do because this is what the world says. It's the ideal of sitting back, taking a couple steps back, and go, you know something? I need to start dictating exactly what I want to do. And it's the idea I've always tell people, what are you going to do? You're going to let the world dictate your success, or are you going to do it? And it's one of those things where it's saying, step back and take a look at the situation again and say, wow, okay, I think I should do this. Because a lot of us have this thing in our minds that we can't have the life we want to, because we get stuck in the idea of what we talked about before earlier, religious factors have a tendency to put things and saying, well, you have to compromise. You can't always have what you want. And I said when I sit there and read the Bible, I see something totally different where it says definitely go after what you want. And it says definitely, you know, have not because you ask not. So therefore, I ask for everything. And that's what it's saying here in the process of the situation, because you always get guidance. There's always angels and guides, and there's always that one voice in your ear of intuition saying what you should do. And I just feel like in the process of listening to it more closely, intensely, you'll start seeing changes.
I thought this was more about paganistic type stuff. And
pagans?
What was that?
Like, I thought this was more like on the pagan side of like readings and stuff like that.
Well, actually, if you sit here and look at the situation, April's more into that kind of stuff, right, April?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I'm into, right, so I'm into the angels and that kind of stuff. And Dee, she's into, I was going to say she's into her cracker box.
Well, thanks, yeah, actually I am. No, I'm one of those, I'm an ex-minister's wife. I'm a Christian. I believe, you know, I'm a witch, pardon me, you know, I'm a bunch of things, but I'm a clairvoyant and a clairaudient, and I definitely will believe in walking in the light. So, you know, nothing evil, no dark side. Whatever you do for good or evil comes back to you threefold or tenfold, as the Bible says, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I'm an eclectic pagan.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
and I was just saying,
cool.
With the situation, you know, everybody has a tendency to get there on their own way, and I think it's one
I'm
of the
druid.
Things we have to sit there. Yeah, I'm just saying we should respect everybody for all the directions they come from, because everybody has a different perceptions of what's going on. I don't think there's actually in the situation of right or wrong, because I had a lady come in my shop one time and ask me that too. Are you a pagan or a Christian? I said, why do I have to be either one to believe?
Yeah. I'm just going through a lot of persecution right now because I'm living in a Christian household, and they want to try to push their religion onto me and see me, make me go to Christian counselors and all this stuff. But
mm-hmm. Well, that's the one thing I have.
I'm just curious if I'm going to be.
It's tough when you're not.
Yeah.
I think I can. I think I can understand you because, like I said, I was raised a Christian, didn't even know about myself, and you know, it's only been a very few years since I realized that what ran in my mother, it came from my mother's side of the family, so I'm a natural born witch. I say I came out of the broom closet. You have to stand up for yourself and what you believe in. You can't let everybody else dictate
for
you.
Last time I tried to stand
well,
up
I think
I was finding myself being kicked out.
Uh-huh.
The last time I tried to stand up and like try to take control of the situation and stuff like that, I found myself trying to get kicked out. Or I found myself getting kicked out, not trying to get kicked out.
Right. Well, ouch. I got a cramp in my head. Sorry. No, the one thing I focus on the most, really, realistically, is when I sit here and look at the situation, I look at it like this, okay? I try doing the same thing, too, when you try to, I guess you try to fight it, and you try to prove to everybody, you know, exactly who you are, and you want to be accepted, and that kind of stuff. And then I started stepping back and looking at the situation and actually working with manifestation, of manifesting a different outcome, where people still didn't approve of it, but it was like creating a different energy, because it's almost like when people have a tendency to have war rallies, all they do is promote more violence, and that's what they get.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a war on drugs, you get more of. You don't get less of. You keep going. But when you start looking at people who focus on peace rallies, they have a tendency to set an energy of peace. They have a tendency to people, when people start looking on the solutional part and focusing on that, then you get a different outcome. Because, I mean, realistically, I live in a house like that, too, as well, where I'm constantly being... It's kind of amazing how people want to sit there and call themselves Christians in the process of judgment. Because even the Bible it says, actually, vengeance is God. It also says the idea of judging. You're not supposed to do those kind of things.
Judge not that you be not judged.
Exactly, but you notice there's so much of you're wrong and I'm right. That's a judgmental thing, because in the situation where I look at it, everybody's on their spiritual path and trying to get where they're going to go. So when you sit and look at that whole thing, that's what it means by not judging people, because you don't know why they're on that path. You don't know what's even going on in their lives. And realistically, it's none of your business. So therefore, you should be focusing on why you're here for, because you have a life to live to as well.
Yeah.
Well, I've actually worked with crystals, and I've worked with anything and everything. I don't, you know, some people have a tendency to put the two together when they say spells and manifestation. And I'm kind of like going, okay, I don't know about that. But like I said before, it's perception. Because like when that lady came in my shop, it was so funny to have somebody walk in your shop and you have a Bible sitting on your table. And the first thing she went off on was that Bible. Why do you have a Bible on your table? And I'm sitting there going, I don't understand the question.
So do you have,
why do I have a Bible?
Shop?
Yes, that's why I had metaphysical shop. All we did was we did readings and that kind of stuff, and it was so funny that when she came in there, I had a green Bible too. I like the idea of green because it's my favorite color, but I also look at it as very healing and also.
Mine too, but I don't have a green Bible.
Right, but I have a green. I do, but and I sit there and looked at the whole thing and said, you know, I looked at her and I said, I have that Bible for two reasons. And she goes, okay, what's that? I said, first of all, it's mine, and the second. I work with that a lot, with the idea of advice and things that I pick up with people. I can take it and look at the Bible and show people there's no such thing as new ways, a new age. It's the idea of ancient techniques from ancient technology and ancient tech. So therefore, it's not new age, as some people want to call it. I never understood the new age thing either. Where the word came from.
I believe in the old ways.
Yeah, so you look at anything, manifestation. I mean, we center look at manifestation and people, when The Secret came out, and if you actually look at The Secret, they have references to check out of books back in the 1800s. They've got books that you could date back to the first part of the millennium and things like that. So when you start looking at certain things and that kind of stuff, this is something that's been around for a very long time. But it's also the thing that I get across to as well is... just the way the world is in itself. I've always sit there and really worked on the idea of teaching people to actually listen to themselves, which is actually the very first thing that comes into your mind when you're trying to make a decision or make a directional change or whatever. It's always when we second-guess ourselves that we get ourselves in trouble. And even the term itself, second-guess ourselves, should actually give us a hint of what we're doing wrong and correct it and stop doing it. Everything in our... It's like I told a friend of mine, I said, people don't believe in manifestation, but they have that term. Like, you've ever heard your parents say this when you want something? They'll go, what do you say to do? Materialize out of thin air? And I was like, okay, actually, that's manifestation. So, yeah. Learn to phrase them. It's almost like we have all these things that we used to do that we got away from that everybody tries to justify by saying these things, you know, second-guessing yourself, materializing things out of thin air, and that kind of stuff. So I thought, let's go back and start doing those things so we can stop saying this stuff, which is working against us subconsciously. So, so Brandon,
yeah,
you have a strong belief in your beliefs too as well. So it's just one of those things. I strongly believe that any kind of chaos in your life is usually chaos within yourself. And once you calm the chaos within yourself, you start seeing the outside changing to be in a more common way.
I've conquered that chaos and faced my demons and everything, but people around me still think that I'm still needing help, but they are too, like, lost in the past to see right now.
Yeah. No, I understand that, because I actually had my family was going to try to send me to a refuge house because they felt like there's a place for people who have trouble with drugs and that kind of stuff. I'm like, what? They said, yeah, I think it'd help you out because of your problem. I said, what's my problem? I know I eat a lot of little Debbies and Twinkies,
yeah,
but so I
had a problem.
Exactly. So what you do is I told a friend of mine, I said, you got to watch out. There's a trap. When people start really pushing their perceptions on you, they're pulling you out of yours.
Exactly.
Okay? So what you need to step back and look at these people and go, they're actually reflecting things about yourself. So you could be looking at these people and say, okay, maybe I'm having a little bit of doubt about myself because this person here sure is pushing this whole thing. More than likely, when people try to push something or try to convince you of something, they're really having problems with it too, because I've seen that a lot. When people, the more they try to convince me of something, the less I believe them.
Yeah.
And the more I start looking at myself and say, okay, am I having that lack of belief within myself? So I start doing a lot of things where it's like I have a nice little meditation I use all the time where I just start saying to myself, I am love, I am love, I am love. So somewhere along the line, when I don't feel like I'm getting what I should, it's because I haven't given that to myself. So we step back and say, I love, I am love, and the idea of realizing who I am, like I said before, what I say is I always say, I am love. I take it one step further and say, I love. And then I take it one more step further saying, when I love God, I love myself. When I love myself, I love God. So therefore, I feel very positive when I do those kind of things. And I suggest it for a lot of people to do the whole thing. Of course, I always suggest, too, that you can take these certain meditations that I do, and you can also change them where they actually fit with you, where it's a perfect fit. That's what I did with mine, and it works for me. So it's the idea of finding what works for you when you get in these situations.
Hey, medication or meditation?
No, meditation. I don't believe it. I think medication is something that just masks things. It's not a solution.
Exactly. I'm trying to preach that to them. They're trying to get me to go to counseling. Like, see, right now, like, what I need to do is, like, they're saying that they're going to fund all my, like, bills to go see these doctors and stuff like that. Really, I think that my head's on straight, but they just want to be lost in the past still. So I try to explain to them, hey, you're going to pay like $1,000 or so for me to go see these therapists and stuff because you think I have a problem. But $1,000 can get my license back. And those are cars sitting out there that's not being used. So I'm going to have to wait months and months and months to go the way y'all want me to go. Like, I actually had to sign a contract to do this kind of route just to be able to stay here. So I have to go through all this therapy and stuff like that, but common sense says, hey, go get a job, and then you worry about these things. And I really do believe that medication will only mask things because you don't confront these things and you don't never conquer them. What happens one day whenever I can't afford the medication, I mean, I think it actually makes it worse sometimes because if you can't confront it, like if you go so long without confronting it and then all of a sudden you're exposed to it again, it's like more overwhelming. That makes sense. I don't know, but I guess my question would be,
there's a time and a place for medication, and people get too over-medicated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how I was back when I was a kid.
Over-medicated. Yeah, because you said to look at the thing, too. With, you know, any kind of thing, it seems like it changes a person's personality, and that's not good. Right. You know, we sit here the other day talking about depression, and depression is a person who gives up because the worldly way is weighed down on them so much. They don't realize the good way to get out of depression is to start focusing on how you think your life would work and focusing and working with your guides. When you start working with the world can be so depressing and so imprisoning. And it doesn't really empower you. It's like looking at the
situation. Tell me about it.
I mean, look at insurance. You know, insurance, it says, in case this happens, they're feeding into fear. So when you look,
I understand where you're coming from, but, like, I do work with the world, but on the other hand, like, I'm kind of dependent right now. Like, if it wasn't for them letting me stay here, I'd be out on the streets. I've done it almost for 6 months before, so, I mean, I just don't know what to do. Like, if I just... I mean, I can go up to Bristol and be a little bit homeless and, like, just do it on my own, but it's going to be a lot harder. I'm
just saying, with the situation at hand, with the people you live with and that kind of stuff, I would just start focusing on solutions on how to deal with
it. Well, see, that's what I was trying to explain is, like, the solutions, they're standing in the way of them. And they're so lost in their own ways, like, everything they buy has to have a cross on it. Everything has to do with Jesus. Like, for my daughter, like, I was like, I don't want religion pushed to my daughter. I don't want my daughter getting into religion until she's at least a teenager so she can understand these things. And they buy her, like, a Noah's Ark toy and a bear that says, I love Jesus. But, like, they're so blinded by their faith that it's really hard for me to like, open their eyes the best road to go down.
Very rough. All I'm saying is I could do... Right. The one thing I can sit there and say is the thing I'm going through right now is it's taken a little while to get to the solution. But what I did was it was like I knew for a fact that they were going to start saying things and doing things. And it was looking at the situation of... I just started focusing on exactly where I wanted to be at. And now I'm leaving the 14th to go back to Colorado. But it took me 3 years to get to that point. But it was one of those things I kept on walking away from what I was destined to do. Like, I would go work, I would do this work for a while, and then I would run away to the carnival. Okay, in the process of running away to the carnival, the first year I did it, I seemed to make a lot of good money. I also had a goal, too, of going somewhere else, too, as well. Which it seemed like at the end of the season, everything fell into place. But every time I would start worrying about it, or people would sit here and say, we don't like you, and that kind of thing, I would just take my guns and say, this is who I am. I don't care what you think. You know, I care about you, but I don't care what you think because I know who I am. I know what I got to do. And in the process of doing that, I started realizing, I said, maybe I shouldn't be working for the carnival either if I believe that much in myself. Because every time I turn around, I was either doing, my friends would ask me for palm readings. If we were doing our little carnival thing and we were open, it seemed like people would gravitate to me to do palm readings, or I would answer questions for them, or, you know, always crossing paths with people to answer questions. So I was always doing this work, and I decided to go, okay, this year we're not going anywhere. We're going to go and do what we're meant to do and really embrace our life purpose and see what happens. And the next thing I know, everything started really kicking in, and now I even had somebody who actually paid for my ticket to go back to Colorado, so I'm not even paying for that. Okay, it's going to be a trip paid in full, and I wrote that down too. And I was like, I suggest everybody else.
They don't
have their own. Yeah,
like there's a guy that's willing to give me the bus ticket, but like I'm scared that whenever I get up there, man, there's not going to be a place to stay. I mean,
I understand.
My daughter
seriously, it's amazing.
That's going to be really hard.
I don't want to leave my granddaughter behind, but I also realize one thing: in the process of me going where I'm going to go, if I really see the prosperity that I do see happening, all those things already have a solution. It's called buses, automobiles, and trains. I love that movie, too. So I'm just saying, you know, don't think about that too much. Think about what's going, the present situation you're going to, and go where you got to go. Because when the process of getting there, all the solutions that you're looking for are all going to fall into place. I just feel that, okay? So that's my impression of the whole thing. We actually have three more people in the queue, and I want to get to them because April says she wants me to. And it's just that we want to get some people on. And Brandon, if you want to, maybe we should try doing this, April, huh? Why don't we just bring, you know, a couple people at the same time, since, you know, it's like getting to know you or something like that, you know. But if you want to, Brandon, you can stick around and give us your insights, and maybe you might see something within somebody else yourself. You seem pretty intuitive yourself.
Okay. I was going to suggest if he's interested, I can give him my if you'd like, Brandon, I'll give you my email address.
Yeah, like you can just give it to April, and she can like send it to me on Facebook.
I could type it in.
Okay. I got like all my stuff is like I'm really.
I'll type it into the chat room. What?
Oh, I don't know what room you're speaking about.
Oh, I don't think he's in the chat room then. Okay, no problem. Well, okay, April, you said there's somebody else. Her name's Amanda?
Yeah, hold on. Just a sec. Here she comes.
Here's Amanda.
Here she comes.
Yes.
Walking down the street.
Yes.
Hello.
Oh, that's who we come on the line.
We're having flashbacks. Amanda, are you there?
No, actually, it's her brother, Douglas.
It's her brother, Douglas.
Hello, Douglas.
Hello.
Hello,
April.
He says, hello, April.
Hey, Douglas.
How are you?
How have you been?
I'm all right. I noticed you haven't said much. You should talk more. Shouldn't be so shy. She's smiling. I know she is.
We made an agreement where she don't have to talk if she doesn't want to. But she's great at doing the switchboards. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
You're right. She's great at talking. And I've seen her do readings before, too, and she's really great at readings, but, you know, it's one of the things you got to...
Yeah, she's really...
When you feel comfortable, you can jump in there.
I just, I don't know, I just called to say hello, you know. I didn't really have anything pertinent to talk about.
I have no idea. I know he's down here, but I don't know what he did. So it's
without a question.
A lot of people just want to talk, huh? That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's fine.
Can you hear me?
We can talk about angels, alchemy, past lives.
Can you hear me?
What's that?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you fine.
Okay, cool.
I don't
want to waste your time, so, I mean, I was just calling to say hello.
No, you're fine.
Y'all seem to be doing a great job, and keep it up and everything.
Oh, so
you like
what you actually heard so far? We're trying to get it really clearly to everybody and saying, hey, the ideal of being a co-creator is you working with your creator, which is co-creating together. You specify, and then you work together to actually bring it into form, to realize you're the vehicle that's actually going to bring your manifestation into reality. And I kind of like that whole thing, too. So, it's, you know, we're not doing completely by ourselves. It's all the things falling into place. Wouldn't you agree, April?
Yes.
So, Douglas, where are you guys at? What state are you guys in?
They're called drops.
Well, if Douglas wants to come back and tell us where he's from, it'd be great. And maybe he might have to call back with a couple of questions. But who else we got in the queue, April?
We have area code 907.
907? Okay, bring them on. Let's see what's up with that one. 907.
Hello, are you there?
Area code 907. Hello, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm here. This is Carrie.
Carrie, you called last night, didn't you?
In the chat room.
I'm sorry. You both were talking at once, and I didn't get either of you said.
Oh, I said you called in last night, didn't you?
No. I've called in before, but it's been a little while.
You're the one in the chat room, aren't you?
Yes. I'm also in the chat room.
April, we had someone call in last night. It was Carrie, wasn't it? But she came up as Carrie, too, I think.
Yeah, we did. Carrie Phillips.
Okay. Okay, Carrie. I was actually looking up your area code, 907. And let me ask you a question. Isn't 907 Alaska?
907 is Alaska.
Okay, I remember this. Yeah, I used to have a friend of mine who was actually, I had a psychic friend who actually used to live in Alaska. I think she still does. I'm just saying. Let's see, 907. 907 says you are accurately hearing and following God's guidance concerning your career. So keep going. God is assuring you that you and your spiritually based career are fully supported in all ways. Devote your entire focus towards serving a spiritual purpose through your career. So if this is what you're doing, that's definitely a very positive confirmation. So how can we help you tonight, Carrie? How's it in Alaska? Because it's been kind of like cold here. I just can't imagine even wanting to walk outside in a place that might actually be cold all the time.
I'm on Kodiak Island. It's a little warmer here than most of the state. It's windy and wet, and probably in the 30s today, low 30s. But it's actually, you know, I just went outside with the sweater on instead of my big old coat today.
Oh, okay, cool. And what time frame are you on?
Tropical heat
wave.
It is almost 8 o'clock here. I'm Alaska Standard Time.
8
or Aleutian Standard Time.
Oh, okay.
Whichever way you want to look at it.
Okay. Well, Carrie, what can we help you with? What's your question for us?
I just have a lot of changes going on. I found what you just said to me interesting because I just filled out a contract to do readings over the phone for a company out of Washington and mailed the contract back to them today. And I was just, you know, kind of wondering if that's what I should be doing. And you just kind of confirmed that for me, so that's cool.
Yeah.
And I have a...
So with this, yeah, that's one thing about the spiritual lifestyle that people don't understand is the idea of when you feel like you're guided to do things, things start falling in your path, those are opportunities to be taken advantage of. So you're working for this company out of Washington.
I mailed the contract back to them today. I haven't actually started yet. So we'll see how it goes
when they get the
contract. I still have to send them a bio and a picture, which I don't know if I really want to do a picture because the only one I have at the moment is kind of not my best picture, that's for sure.
So, can I ask you what company are you going to be working for? I've actually applied for Psychic Source, California Psychics. There was a company that used to be called PRN, which is actually Ms. Cleo's line, which I don't think is around anymore. You have Keen. You have random.com. And what's the other one? There's another one called
Live
Forever
Person.
Psychic.
I'm
Live
sorry,
Person.
What?
Circle of Stars.
Oh, no. Those people are awful.
Jeez, no.
No offense to anybody, but
yes. My
experience with them was not pleasant.
No offense.
No, it's most
yes,
gifted
no
psychics is the name of the company.
You know, sometimes with situations we have to realize we can't actually say things if we've actually experienced those things. And I always suggest that when you go and check out anybody that you want to go get a reading with and that kind of stuff, it's not a person and how they answer a question. But one thing I've heard so many times, people come up there and all of a sudden go, I was working for this company, and this lady left me bad feedback. She said it was a great reading, but he didn't do it the way I asked him to. And people don't realize in the situation, are you going to go and tell a plumber how to install pipes if you have no idea what you're talking about, if you have a theory, and this guy is a professional? I think sometimes when we hire up, as they call it, of things that we can't do, we get someone else to do it for us. I think we should also respect their occupation and what they do, that they probably do know the best course of action. But but it's also a feeling within yourself of having a connection with somebody. And people don't. When I work for a random, you might want to consider working for them too, and tell them I sent you. Because I definitely need the bonus. But but it's a company that you can go to, and it's one of those experiences. It's a good experience for people who want to start working with people, but also want to do face-to-face. Want to do face-to-face readings, but are not as sure about it because Orandom is a company that I work for where you're on webcam, where you do talk to people, and you get to talk. You have a chat room where you talk to people and that kind of stuff, and get to know people, and then they push a button to take you to a private reading, where they have the option of actually talking to you as an audio, but they can also talk to you web-to-web on your cam. And I thought it was cool.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's good for people who want to take that step, but want to check it out first. So I thought it was really good for people to go, well, there you go. You can talk to people and you can do, you know, camp experiences and that kind of stuff and see if you like it or not. I know for me, the best readings I like doing are face-to-face in person. And that's one of the reasons I felt like it was a great decision for me to go back to Colorado, to have the chance to sit down one-on-one with people again, because I felt like in the process of doing that kind of work, my gifts really excelled, where I found more, I found out more about myself and that kind of stuff by working with people and having that one-on-one energy, especially with palm readings. I started realizing that I'm a palm reader, but I also am an empath, and I put the two together to get some really accuracy with things, where it's kind of, I don't know, I knew when I was in Colorado the first time, I had people who used to scoot away from my table because I scared them. And I wasn't trying to scare them. It was just the idea. I always strive to be the most accurate in details. And I, in a couple of those things, I think people want that too. But when you actually do that, it kind of freaks people out. And it's the idea, I think when you do readings, it's not the idea of just doing readings, but it's also a way of relaxing people and also detailing those readings to the individual, not all the masses. Because most people say, well, the Nine of Cups says this. Well, it might also be different when we do a reading for Joe. Joe might be different when it's not the Nine of Cups, but it's also happiness within a different part of his life, not just in his relationship. And it might not have anything to do with relationships, you know? That's why we were sitting there talking to people about relationships in general, to realize that every person that crosses your path is a relationship in some sense of the word, and how you deal with those and deal with yourself, you have better interactions and you have better outcomes to those situations. So this company you're going to be working for, what I was going to say to you, which I got kind of sidetracked with the little message that came out, but you're more than welcome to come back on this show and tell everybody when you start working so people will call you.
Okay, cool.
And with the situation, my one thing I get drawn to the most is relationships, on help people to really relate to unconditionally loving. And to realize do you unconditionally love yourself? Because if you don't, you really can't do a relationship justice. I mean, you can work on it, but it's one of those things, the idea of really working on yourself at the same time too, and say, okay, do you love yourself today? It's okay if you do. But I could tell this one lady, I said, if you look in the mirror and you say, I don't like my ass, then you don't love yourself unconditionally. There's something about you that you don't love. So therefore, unconditional love means there's no conditions to that. You just love who you are. To realize that ass is not your personality. Some people might call you an ass. That is your personality. But I'm saying, when you sit there and have that kind of judgmental with yourself, don't be surprised if you don't attract people who do the same thing too as well. So what you try to do is, when you correct things within yourself, you have a tendency to attract people who support those things as much as the negative things. And what you want to do is you want to focus on attracting more positive people in your life. And when you do that, you start seeing the ones who are not. And that's what we talked about before, about relationships and people looking at things and going, well, I have my friends and my friends and my family. And they start getting really close to somebody as their significant other. At the same time, they start worrying about the friends and family they're going to lose. Which really, what they're scared of is they're more scared of losing themselves. That's what the families and friends represent, because, you know, friends can be attracted through fear. Your family, you can cling to your family out of fear because of being scared of your own lack of foundation. But all these things do is point out to you one thing, that you can actually create these things within yourself to get a different outcome on what you're attracting. And that's what we're trying to understand. Because if you sit there and watch people who are really deeply in love, have great relationships, they have no problem attracting anything and everything. Now, some people are going to say, well, there's other relationships out there. Well, these people have all these problems and issues. But if you look at the situation, those people are also having problems and issues within themselves. And they're not sitting down and actually talking to each other. And if you really look at the situation, maybe we should look at those relationships falling apart. The people are so concerned about materialistic things. They're too concerned about wealth. They're always focusing on out there. They're not focusing on with themselves, not realizing to get a better reaction and better results in your life, it starts within yourself. So, Carrie, with the situation I was picking up with you very strongly, too, is the ideal of, in some sense of the word, of being a spiritual counselor yourself.
I'm sorry, can I hear all that?
You didn't hear all that? I got to repeat that?
Just the last, like,
anyway.
Sentence or so.
Okay, no problem. What I was saying was, I get the really strong impression that you are a spiritual counselor yourself.
Yes.
I
did. is.
And with that, because you said there's a lot of things going on in your life right now, a lot of things going on. It's just the ideal of release. Because sometimes the confusion is caused by not releasing and letting go of past. Letting go of, like we were talking about before, religious factors, certain things that we've been brought up with, and that kind of stuff, that have a tendency to put us in a category of lack and limitation. Because we all, you see people always compromising. I seen this one lady was constantly compromising, constantly spending money on people and that kind of stuff. But I never saw her getting any kind of results because she wasn't really doing any work on herself. So when you start to look at the situation of being a spiritual counselor, it's the idea of stopping and communicating with yourself and looking at what is going on around you. Okay? And such and saying, like, oh, April's cracking eggs. That's what it sounded like for me. when you sit there and focus on...
Must be making us a cake.
Pull some cards out. pull out some cards for Carrie and see what you get. The ones I got was, I kept the same religious factor, spiritual advisor, as in spiritual practice. And that she also, there was also another card with spiritual understanding, but also, what's the word? Spiritual self-appreciation, self-acceptance of who you are. To realize that... You got what?
I got the Seven of Pentacles for Carrie, and it gives me the idea that she's reaping the rewards of hard work, like she's accepting a harvest, and so that's good.
And that was another thing I was getting, too, where it was the idea of putting yourself in a position to be open to receive, to receive spiritual guidance, open up to receive your angels, your guides, God, and everybody who's coming in. And then the idea what April just said with the prosperity coming in with the coins, it seems like it was one of those things that I was reading too, also the situation of actually balancing things out in your life between the being and the doing and the giving and the receiving and the structure and flow and realizing that they're all equally important to each other. You know what I mean? Do you understand that one, Carrie?
I do. And one of the things I've really been just kind of trying to understand is, I know how I go about my life. I'm very secure in who I believe I am and what I'm about. Some of the things I see other people do and some of the ways other people think, especially when they try to impose that on me, I get very confused, especially when it comes to how humans treat each other. I see what other people do, and I'm very confused by it because I don't see where there's any love or good coming from most of it.
Okay. Let's see. Now, I was sitting here talking to somebody. I think they're in the chat room. It's kind of a different thing for someone else to be doing the queue. I can't see it because I couldn't get my computer to do that. So... One thing I was saying with you, Carrie, is the idea of you really have a tendency to be pulled to go outside, to clear your mind, to clearly see everything as clear as you do. Yeah, repeat that last part you were talking about, too, because when we, for some reason it kind of faded in and out.
Yes. The things I see other people doing when it comes to relationships and how they interact with others, I don't understand. Most of it has nothing to do with being loving or anything good coming from the way people act. And I get even more confused when they try to impose their ideas upon me, because that causes a lot of conflict when I don't conform to how the masses around me think I should behave.
Yeah, I know. I understand that, too, because I was actually doing the same thing when I was dating some girl this last summer. It was amazing how we dated for like 4 or 5, 6 months, and then all of a sudden when things started really getting to the point of actually coming together for us, all of a sudden these people came out of the woodwork, and it wasn't no respect. It was just this constant, you don't know what you're doing, the way the relationship is. You don't know what's up. And just basically people don't realize when you say things like that, you're belittling a person and telling them they have, people are not trying to have a confidence within what they're doing, with the decisions they're making. And I think friends, if you're not asked realistically, and there's nothing there, you know, sometimes you look at your friends and say, okay, are you telling me or giving me advice based on what you see? Or are you giving me advice on where you've been? Because if you're giving me advice on where you've been, then you're not seeing the situation clearly because you're basically seeing it through those eyes of the past. You know, when you sit there and look at through the eyes of the past, your insecurities are still firmly in place, and you're looking at somebody else. And I think, especially in that situation, I always felt like it was people didn't like the idea of her actually getting what she wanted because they hadn't got what they wanted. So therefore, the information came along where we even traced it back to a point of saying, it's kind of funny when you have one side of the spectrum, like my friends were very, very respectful, and they would sit there and talk about the thing. They would give me insights. And there was even one lady who didn't really like her, but didn't want to, but had no intentions of standing between me and her, and even the ideal thing I shouldn't do it. She respected my decision on what I wanted to do, and I thought that was great. And then she asked me, she goes, "How come my friends can't do the same?" I said, "Maybe we should look at the situation of maybe we have a tendency that when we put a title of friendship on there, we have a tendency to have too much tolerance with them, when we should look at them for who they are." And look at the situation of people when they start acting like we don't know them. They could be actually total strangers in the first place, that we just had a tendency to strike up a conversation with somebody and call them friend. And then when we put that title on there, we had a tendency to be too lenient with them, when they should have been kicked to the curb a long time ago. They were actually attracted through fears that we had about those certain things. Like if you have a person who keeps pointing out all the fearful things that can happen, this person could have been attracted in your life at a time where you did the same thing. You were scared. You didn't trust yourself. So you attracted somebody else who also has the same kind of fears or don't trust themselves. And I always say you can't sit there and really put a lot of weight into what they're saying, okay? You can look at the reflection and say, oh, maybe I should look at the situation myself and say, I need to have more confidence in my own decisions. I feel like this is a good decision, and then follow through with it. And sometimes you don't have that kind of strength. But it is amazing how people have a tendency to really infringe. They like the ideal, the freedom, you know, the free will, that kind of stuff. And a lot of people will even tell you that, you know, free will. We have free will, but then they sit there and impose their will on top of you, saying that you're wrong. My one pet peeve I would say by doing readings is a person will call me up and say, I have no clue what's going on in the situation, and as soon as I give them insights to what's going on, they tell me I'm wrong. And I'm sitting there going, excuse me? Hold on. I said, first of all, you had no idea what was even going on. Now you're telling me I'm wrong. I'm wrong. Okay, what do you base that on? You have no foundation to say I'm wrong, which it sounds like to me like you already have a preconceived an outcome to what you think it should be or what's going on, to the point where you're not even listening to what I'm saying. So why'd you even call me? You know, you should open your mind up if someone's going to give you advice. Or people who do come out of the woodwork and have a tendency to give you stuff in a very nice way. They don't push it down your throat. They just say, maybe you should look at this. I think you should take those considerations. But I know what you're meaning, too, where you look around and there's people around you who claim to be something, but their actions don't dictate that. Is that what you're trying to say? That's what you're saying, right?
When you said people become loving, in part, yes. Yeah, I have friends who claim to be in these great loving relationships with their partners, but then when their partner's not there, they're talking bad about them and stuff. And I have a situation with another person. I don't know if I even want to label it as a relationship, but for almost 2 years, and I have chosen to be faithful to them, even though I don't know where they want it to go, how they feel, or where they're coming from, and they're not around very often. But that's me being true to how I feel, and other people around me really get upset with me when I tell them that. I have friends who think I should be going out with every guy on the block, you know, when there's a couple guys I've told, no, I'm not going to sleep with you because I have those feelings for someone else, and it's not a matter of them reciprocating or not at this point. It's a matter of me doing what I know is right for me. People get really angry, and I don't understand that.
Well, that's true.
I kind of thought people would be a little amused by someone in the society we live in who can be that way, but how it should be, and most people aren't.
Yeah, I had a conversation today with my daughter when she said, you're saying that you can only have a relationship if you actually meet that person face-to-face. And I'm like, you know, there's so many stories out there where people would just get their heads out of their asses and say, you know something? That's your perception. That's what you think. But see, the ideal relationship, what is a relationship? It's when one person loves another. And who has the right to judge on how that's going to happen? who gets that perception on that whole thing. You know what I'm saying? So when you sort of look at the situation and say, what the heck is up with that? It's like, I was sort of telling her, I was like, okay, I had this relationship last time with this girl, and she lived in England, I lived here. And most of it, and all of it went through Skype and conversations and that kind of stuff. We actually mailed stuff back and forth to each other and that kind of stuff. But it was kind of, it was one of those things that people sitting there going, you know, well, it's not a real relationship. Okay? I said, I didn't invite these people. I'm going to tell you, I'm just reading. I was actually looking at something I just read, sorry. And the situation was, it was the idea of opening up and saying, you know, something I also seen another story just like this, where it was like two people met, and I also got a horoscope that actually said, that she, actually the girl I was seeing, sent me this horoscope that said that you should open your mind, because technology could actually enhance and advance your relationship. So be open-minded to realize these things can work for you if you know how to, you know, utilize them and that kind of stuff like that. So I was like, okay, great. We're talking on Skype. I told a friend of mine, we're talking on Skype, and that kind of thing. He goes, that's not real. I said, really? I can tell when she's nervous because she plays with her hair. When I see her, she lights up. I said, that's like a relationship to you? And she also ran her phone bill up, and we actually got together and started making payments on that. I said, wow, man, that's like a relationship to me, don't it? And they're like, yeah, it does. I said, okay, then how could you sit there and say what you just said? Because it's almost like you didn't believe what you just said. And I said, okay, here's a story for you. Make it a little easier for you, okay? There was a person who met this guy who was in prison, and she knew that he, for a fact, that he was innocent, okay? It took him 5 years to get him out of prison and to prove to people that he was, and find the evidence and that kind of stuff, that he was innocent. He was on death row, okay? So in the process of this 5 years, these people could not touch each other because he was actually on death row. Couldn't touch him, couldn't do nothing. It was all through a plastic window and all that kind of stuff, right? And when he finally got out of prison, they fell in love with each other, and they plan on getting, and I don't know if they got married or they were planning on getting married. Well, the question that was asked to them, and this was the answer, okay? He looked at the guy and said, well, since you're out of prison now, I guess you guys got to do your whole relationship all over again since you haven't been able to touch each other. And he said, no, I don't. The relationship is already there. The physical part is just the last piece of the puzzle. Okay, I hope everybody heard that. The last piece of the puzzle. Okay? Okay, did everybody hear that?
Mm-hmm.
So when you sort of look at these situations, people want to sit there and preconceive everything because it's something they would do. But I don't think they have the right to impose that on somebody else who feels like they should. I think we should all sit there and look at these things of people making decisions and people we call our friends. We should be more supportive. Now, if we actually see a situation where a guy is actually beating our friend down and vice versa, yes, I think we should. We should intervene in those situations, but also do this. Sometimes in those situations, too, you should butt out. Because consequences to people's actions is what always plays out. And I'm tired of everybody playing the victim and saying, hey, you know something? This guy's beating me up. I said, well, if you're going to continue to leave yourself there so he can hit you, then you have no right to sit there and say, well, it's his fault. You're right. His actions, there's no condoning his actions. But you also have to look at yourself and ask yourself, why are you still there? And if you sit there and say, I still love him, then you don't. Because you don't love yourself. You need to sit there and take a look at the situation and go, okay, maybe you're right about that, because I'm sitting here looking at the situation, and this guy is not justified by loving me, because it's just a reflection pointing out to you the same thing, that you don't love yourself enough, because you've attracted a person who can't do that for himself, let alone do it for you. So therefore, it's a definite reflection that you need to take in and realize that you need to walk away from the situation. I've had situations of a lady telling me the reason she was still with a guy is because she needed a good father for her kids, and he was beating her up, taking drugs, drinking, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. I'm sitting there going, you know something, ma'am? You're right. I wish I had a father like that. Where can I sign up? And she's like, all of a sudden, she's like, oh. I said, oh, what? She goes, I need to get out of here, don't I? I said, yes. I said, finally, reverse psychology finally worked. And she was packing as we spoke, you know. And I was telling him, you know, it's like, you need to look at the situations and look at these things. Love is not supposed to imprison us. I'm tired of hearing people about relationships. Women want to get out of relationships. I'm a prisoner. The only reason you're a prisoner is because you don't realize you're the key. use it, get out, and do what you're going to do. You know, the idea, you're not obligated to stay there because, first of all, the person that you're with doesn't respect you. So, therefore, you need to take the steps to respect yourself and take yourself out of the situation just for one reason, for yourself to go and move on. Now, this is one of those things, you know, love is love. If you don't love yourself, you have a tendency to attract people that are going to basically be supportive in all those things too as well. So they're, you know, it's like people look at the situation. Now, and it's also getting too crazy because people don't realize this situation that I've seen in all kinds of things. Most of the gay people I've actually worked with was because of situations they've been through that they made a decision to get away from it, not realizing they hadn't worked on themselves. It doesn't matter if it's a male or female. It's called relationships. You attract people accordingly because of what you're reflecting out there, what you're putting out there. And if you are a person and say, I'm insecure, you're going to attract another insecure person. For example, I had a lady who was abused when she was younger, and she was really putting a lot of stuff into things and thinking she was gay. And when she came to me, she thought I was a gay basher because every time she would ask me a question, I give you the message that comes to me, okay? I'm not judging you. I'm saying, hey, you know something? I said, you asked the question. God said you're going to be with a man, and he should be there in about 2 months. And she's like, no, 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 I'm gay. I said, if you're gay and it's true, why do you have to convince me? Why do you feel like you have to convince me? Or are you really trying to convince yourself? I said, okay, you're making me mad. I said, I'm going to put a scenario out to you. I'm going to tell you exactly where your life is right now. She goes, okay. And she said, okay, you tell me. If you tell me, I'll take a little consideration what you're saying, okay? I said, okay, no problem. So I put it out there. I said, I looked at her, I said, every girl you've been with has left you and has messed around on you with a guy. Am I right or wrong? She goes, yes. I said, you're abused either by your father or your uncle. And she said, I was abused by my uncle. Okay. And I said, and right now you're trying to figure out what you should do. There's a lot of confusion going on, that kind of stuff like that, because you keep getting with these girls who keep leaving you and actually marrying guys. And I said, what's happening here is your insecurity is attracting another person who's insecure. But when they get with you, for some reason you reflect back to them, and you actually help them realize what they're doing, and they correct it and realize where they're supposed to be at. That's why they leave you for a guy, because that's the truth. That's where they should be. And she's like, oh, you're just bashing gay people. I'm like, no, I'm not. I just described your life to a T, and you're telling me I'm wrong. I said, I'm going to tell you right now, it was very you know, intuitive, but it was a lot of psychology, looking at the situation, how it played itself out. And I told her, and I said, also, with the situation, too, every time you ask the question, I keep getting that you will be with a guy. And she goes, well, I've never had any successful relationships with guys. Well, maybe you wasn't supposed to have any successful relationships with guys until you got to with the right one. That's another thing we don't take in consideration, either, of the guidance that comes to us that's actually guiding us in the right direction, that we're so dead-bent on what we think it is and letting our ego run the show that we miss all the good opportunities. And that's what I felt like with the situation with her was, you know, looking at her going, okay, I'm sorry, but every time you ask the question, God says, this is what's going to happen if you correct the situation. Look at all the girlfriends you've had who've actually left you for these guys. She goes, yeah, I'm really mad because what? Why are you mad? Because they got great lives now and I don't. I said, well, that's what it's trying to point out to you, that when you make a correction in your life, a correction in your path, and you listen to the guidance that comes through, your life gets better, and that's what they're showing you too. But you're so dead bent on being miserable and punishing yourself that you have not seen it. Because it was another thing we were talking about too, when we talk about balance between giving and receiving. People don't realize if you've been taught your whole life that receiving's bad, then all you're going to see is the giving part. So when you're giving to somebody else, you don't realize in the process of you giving and loving somebody, they're going to love you back. But if you're so dead bent on the giving part, you're going to miss the receiving part and thinking they're not doing it. So, see, it also corrects a lot of things within yourself of your own perceptions, which makes it a whole lot easier to have good relationships. And we also want to step back and look at the things of the affirmations. The affirmations doesn't really say to have awesome relationships when it comes to romance. It says a awesome relationship of being destined to be with one. Because a lot of people get this misconception in their heads too, like you some. Talking about your friends saying you should do this and this and this. You know, we don't get experience about relationships by going out with other people. We just find out more things about ourselves and where we don't want to be. So when you sit and look at the situation, if you already know yourself, and it seems like you do very strongly, then you don't need to go down those avenues anymore. We're probably learning lessons from them but it doesn't mean you have to go through the whole same process. It seems like you are more of a spiritually open-minded person in the first place, where you see things clearly than they do. I think that's why they just want to push it, because they want to feel important. I don't know if that makes sense or not.
Hmm.
Is Carrie still with us? Oh, Carrie's still here.
I'm still here.
I thought the same thing, too. People, yeah, it says, you should be doing this, and I'm like, why should I do this? Why should I do those things? And they go, well, oh, you didn't think that for a long, huh? That's okay. That's a person's perceptions of saying things. And I guess it's almost like having a cop mentality. Most cops believe that once they become a cop, everybody just listens to them. And when somebody doesn't listen to them, I think it's more confusion than anything else. Okay, okay. And that's what it'd be like this. Everybody's supposed to just listen to me spontaneously. They don't realize that individuality has a tendency to come out of people, too, and say, I don't believe you, which is good because we have a lot of crazy cops. But I'm just saying, it's like a perception of friends. I mean, I had a lady one time I was talking to when it's like the idea of listening to guidance. That's all it was. Just the idea of listening to guidance and saying, okay, she had called me up. The question was, what can I do to change me to get a guy? And I had this really loud voice come in my ear saying, ask her if she believes in me. So I said, okay, do you believe in God? And she's like, yes, I do. I said, would you give God for a man? And she said, no, I wouldn't. I said, then why would you give up yourself? I'm telling you right now, that was both. She was like, okay, if that's the case, then what's going on? It's called patience. Patience with oneself. We started talking the other day, too, about patience. The reason people have such a hard time with patience, they don't realize that there are certain situations that need more patience than others. So it's a constant working on how much patience do I have to have with this? Or do I need any patience with this? It's all going to fall into place. Maybe that's the whole thing, of patience itself, of having patience with yourself to realize that you don't have to put all this energy into things in the process of just letting them unfold. Because the lady was talking about, okay, if I don't change me, then what do I do? And I said, well, you don't do anything but be yourself. In the process of being yourself, then you attract that person. But anytime you ever start thinking about things that you can change within yourself, you know, the idea of changing just because of changing has a tendency to work against you because it takes your perception off of what you're trying to focus and manifest. You don't have to do nothing. You're looking for somebody who wants you as much as you want them. And maybe you should just use that one affirmation. I am now attracting that one person, my significant other, who wants me as much as I want them for a perfect, happy, romantic, fill-in-the-blanks relationship, marriage, or if it's marriage or whatever it is. And I always tell people, I mean, if that's really what your goal is in the process of being with somebody, to be married, there's nothing wrong with taking it to that point because that's the outcome that you're looking for. And sometimes I think when you leave a little bit of the pieces out of it, you know, it's going to work against us. Let's see. How many people in the queue, April?
Two. Should I bring someone on air?
Carrie, you there?
I'm here.
Carrie. I just want to sit here and say one thing. Is there any question that we can answer for you? Because I want to bring somebody else on, too. But
I just
want to stick around and maybe get some insights.
Yeah, just my one quick question is, do you get any sense of whether this, you know, gentleman in my world, if there's going to be any communication between us any time in the near future?
Let's see. Okay, you have a certain person in your life that you're talking about?
Yes.
What is his name?
Connor.
And you want to know if you're going to hear from Connor.
Mm-hmm.
And you say soon. I get the impression as soon to you is like between now and 6 months, correct?
Well, April's the way he took his time, yeah, because, you know, he went 9 months without talking to me. And then when he did, he acted like we talked last week. So I think he has no concept of time. So when it comes to him, I have reshaped my perception of time to be a little different than what I would expect from others.
Okay, sounds good. I'm just saying, you know, they always say, you know, if you think you have enough time, you're right. If you think you don't have enough time, you're right. So it's one of those things of perception on those two as well. Because, you know, I still look at, like, a glass of water could also be like a glass of time. Same concept. And sometimes when you drink water, I don't know if you've ever done this before, drink a Arizona tea in the bottle, right? And you're drinking it, you think you don't have, you don't think you have enough, and you look back and you're going, oh, wow, I had more than I thought I did. It's the same thing with that whole situation. I'm looking back and go, it's okay. I get, to me, it keeps saying no. To hear from him soon, I don't get you hearing from him soon. I don't know what the idea, what the conversation was the last time you talked to him. He does seem like he's distracted.
About what?
I get the impression he's distracted. That it might not, I know that you won't get communication from him for a while because he's distracted.
He's got a lot, I know he has a lot going on in his life, which is partly why I choose to try to be as patient as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Which some days is easier than others, to be honest. But, you know, this is, it's been like this
well,
for
yeah.
almost 2 years, so.
It's one of those things, if something you want, you put it out there and say, hey, this is what I want. If you can't do that, then. You know, it's like just putting things on. It's like setting boundaries, I guess you would say. If you were looking for more, then it's the idea of putting it out there and say, I'm looking for more in this situation, this relationship. Because, you know, the one thing I get really irritated with everybody in this freaking world right now, the people I've actually worked with, is the ideal perception of what is important. What is your number one priority? Because when people are out there working, I mean, we're talking 18, 20 hours a day. All they're focusing on is all their issues that they got to take care of. They're not focusing on themselves. They don't realize the solution, realistically, is within yourself. To realize that that job that you got is just one avenue to actually bring prosperity, abundance, and money into your life. And once you start realizing that, then things change. It's the idea of people looking for solutions. The solution to your life is the idea of realizing one thing. Your life purpose is out there for a reason, because it could be and is the solution to everything that you've been having problems with. Look at everybody who actually does what they're destined to do and are happy with it. You know, they have, it's like the idea of just getting to certain issues and that kind of stuff. We do have people who have tendency, I have seen these before, I was trying to say that. Spiritual people, metaphysical people, I look at the idea of people who try to be metaphysical and spiritual, who say, well, this is not working for me. And they keep doing the work and they keep working with people and that kind of stuff. But they seem to want to try to help everybody. And I said to them, I said, if you're going to help the world, realize one thing. And they always ask the question, what is that? What is If you live on the world, if you live on this planet too, in the process of helping the world, you're supposed to help yourself too. Because it's been a proven fact that when you heal yourself and you correct things within yourself, so do you correct those things within the world. So it's definitely about, you know, when we say it's about you, it's not a selfish thing. It's the idea of realizing that we're all connected. It's a mass consciousness thing. So therefore, in the process of you focusing in a positive, loving way, it changes the perception on everything. It also changes mass consciousness level too as well, that you are another person that just brought mass consciousness to the other side of positive thinking and positive results. But if you sit and look at the world, you think it's kind of crazy to sit there and think about things like that? Look at the economy. The economy, when everybody's focusing in a positive way and a positive direction, we don't even use the word economy or the what they call that? I guess it is economy. But that perception we got, you know, the economy sucks right now. No, it doesn't. It doesn't exist. It's something in your mind that you think it's bad because you're trying to find ways to justify why you're not where you're at. So it's the idea of going within yourself and saying, this is what's going on. I have not had enough faith in myself today, so I think I got to do this. And it's also the idea of changing your perception. This guy's busy, busy, busy. But it's the idea of realizing that one thing in his life is unbalanced because he's focusing too much on materialist stuff. So there's not a balance of the spiritual and the physical. Like we were talking before about giving and receiving. This man is constantly giving. And it's also been proven that when you neglect one side of the giving and the receiving process, your prosperity has a tendency to slow down or just become non-existent where you feel stagnant. It's the same thing with the idea of flow and structure. We talked about this the other day. You know, we talk about the river of life, going with the flow. But see, you can't go with the flow unless you have the canoe, which is structure. Now, you see how they both work together? You got the canoe and the water. They flow together. But you have structure. You know exactly what you're doing. You feel constructed. Then you put yourself in the water and you go. Now, you take the canoe away from yourself, you're a pretty wet person and you're not getting anywhere. So you see, they both work together. They're both equally important. It's the same thing with being and doing. When you sit there and see, you feel like guidance comes to you and saying, you need to do something, then do it to your fullest. But if you don't hear any guidance that says you should be doing anything at that moment, then just put yourself in a state of being. Enjoy the moment, that's what it's saying. And all these structure things are very, that if we put those things down there, you'll start seeing one thing in your life. You'll see prosperity start gaining in your life again. And we know for a fact that prosperity and abundance are just words of action. I'm abundantly, I have abundance of love. I have abundance of money. I have abundance of whatever it is. Abundance is accumulation. And prosperity is how we perceive, Do you feel like you're prosperous? As you go into these situations, do you think you're prosperous at attracting money? Do you think you're prosperous at attracting the perfect mate? Those kind of things. So when you put those in perception, what is your perception on those things? It's one thing you need to look at. I was also looking at one. It was creative visualization. But it was another one that talks about prosperity, which I can't seem to find. What did I do with it? Oh, here it is. Wow, that's funny. I hate that when I do that. It's right there looking at me going, here I am. But with this person you're talking about, Connor, I just don't feel like he's going to contact you. But I also feel like another aspect of the thing was pointing out spiritual stuff, spiritual awareness, spiritual understanding, spiritual concepts of turning things around, of the ideal of saying, okay, if this is something you really want, then focus on the outcome of watching Connor call you all the time. And some people think this is crazy, but I've done it in smaller ways to prove to people. I was working at a landfill one time, and I wanted some. This guy had strawberry cookies, and I wanted one. So I sit there and I saw a guy, and I was like, "What's this?" He goes, "What are you gonna do?" I said, "I'm gonna prove to you that the law of attraction does work. That what you say, you can get. Anything you put your mind on, you can perceive. Whatever you can perceive, you can get." He goes, "Okay, what your mind believes, you achieve." I said, "What's this?" I said, "I just say to myself, that guy is gonna offer me some cookies." And 2 minutes later, the guy turns around and said, "You like to have some of these cookies?" And the guy looked at me about fell off his chair. I said, "You think that's funny? What's this? I want some more cookies." So I sit and say, he's going to ask me if I want some more cookies. And sure enough, the guy turned around and said, "Would you like to have some more of these cookies?" And the guy just like, "How do you do that?" It's because it's what I want. And I know it beyond a shadow of a doubt. I believe it in my heart that I deserve those cookies. That's another thing. I have to put in perception. I deserve that. So it's like looking at the situation with you and Connor and asking yourself, with the way Connor is and who he is, do you honestly believe you deserve him in your life? Because when we look at these situations, these are just perceptions to look at, okay? And say, hey, you know something? Is it true? And then take a look at it and ask yourself, is it true? Take an honest look at it and say, okay, is my perception that I don't feel like I deserve this person. Maybe that's the reason it's so hard to connect and have this person in my life. And you got to look at those things of opening yourself up, because we've always heard the term open to receive. Open to receive. And maybe we need to say that more to ourselves and try that. I am now open to receive of all the things that God has planned for me. So, I've done this. I've done it with bus rides. I was there one day. I was very honest. And said, hey, you know something? I don't want to sit here and wait for the bus. I want to go home. So, God and angels, could you please have somebody come by in 5 minutes and pick me up and take me home? And sure enough, 5 minutes later, someone would pull up and, hey, Donnie, you need a ride? And by the way, I do. And next thing I know, I was in a car. And I remember the last time I did it, I sat there and got in the car, and I was like, it's so funny how that happens. And she's like, what's that? I said, that's a long story. I'll tell you about it sometime. But it was also one of those things, too, like manifestation, is to realize that when you focus on those things, I've had this happen a lot, where people say, well, aren't you, interfering with people's free will when you do that? No, actually what you're doing is you're basically clearing out the blocks within your own mind, within your own life, allowing those things to happen. Because more than likely, if you're on that focus, or thinking about that person, or focusing on that situation, there's something on the other end that also wants to be manifested, that wants to be a part of your life. Until you let down the resistance to allow it to happen, that could be the buildup of just by saying it and having faith in it, you just brought it back. You just brought it into existence even quicker of saying there would probably have been a ride for me an hour later, but what I did is I brought the timing up on it, and it happened in 5 minutes because I specified. Instead of just waiting for it to happen, I say, well, I'd like to leave in 5 minutes, and it happens. Or to specify someone coming back and being with you, and then specify how you want that to be. I want those people to come to my door. I want them to knock on the door, but before they knock on the door, I want them to trip on the first step where I know I manifested that. Something like that. And watch what happens. It's amazing. I did the same thing where I was there are certain situations that we let our perception get away with us when we think we can't do it because of either the distance or it's a big object, or a big change in our lives, not realizing energy is energy. You know, once you start focusing on the energy and directing it on what you want to happen, you know, small miracles, as much as big miracles, can happen every freaking time. So that's what I'm saying with the situation with Connor. Yeah, I don't get the impression that you guys will actually have any contact for the next 6 months. But I also get the impression I could change, too, as taking it from one aspect of asking, will he call me, to the point where he's going to call me on Thursday. Okay? You
okay.
Still with us, Gary?
Yeah, I put the phone on mute for a minute. I have a 12-year-old who's almost 13 who was amusing himself loudly.
Oh, gotcha.
He was making all kinds of crazy noises and acting like a monster. And then he just waved at me.
And
also,
what's the same? Yes, too, sweetie. I was sitting there going over to you. I was like looking at my affirmations, and they're actually, I wish I could actually remember that page. But there was a affirmations in here for relationships with family and where's it at? There's one for personal growth, which I think you should work on this, but it's got this one here. It says, God, help me heal my past and help me forgive myself and others for anything I have judged us for. Help me to know we did the best we could given our intellectual tools and a state of enlightenment at the time. I forgive myself quickly and easily, learning my lessons and letting go. I look for blessings in every event. I strongly relax that which is good. Oh, sorry. I strongly attract that which is good and uplifting into my life. I am deserving and worthy of an awesome relationship. I am flexible and flowing as my mate and I enjoy growing together in love and in life. I always sit there and say, you can specify, if you feel like you found your soulmate, sure, put a name in there, okay? If you don't, and if you did, then prove to yourself that this person is who they are, right? Just by saying those things, those affirmations to yourself, without no names in them. Say, I want to be with my soulmate. I want to be with my twin flame. I want to do all these things. So therefore, when it falls into place, if it's that person, then then it helps you to really put a lot of concrete faith in yourself. I did that, so you continue to do that, right? And then if it doesn't, it means that there's something better coming than that. And if it was something that was good, then something greater is even going to happen. So it's like, look at the situation, like this one here, family and parenting of affirmations. I consistently speak lovingly and truthfully to my family. I am grateful for our mature, accepting, loving, and supportive relationships. I uplift and support my children and other members of my family. I am conscious, aware, loving, kind, creative, attentive, and consistent parent. My children are loving, aware, conscious, spiritual, kind, considerate, well-mannered, self-regulating, and wise co-creators who develop and grow in alignment with their highest path of personal growth and fulfillment. I just want to sit and say, we'll be right back after a moment from our commercial because I'm tired. So I was looking for that. Actually, what I was doing was I was looking on. I actually got these on YouTube. And there was actually another one, too, on manifestation. Go on manifestation. There's, what's her name? The Hicks people. Jerry Hicks, I think it is. Jerry Hicks and it's a couple. I can't remember both their names. Excuse me. But they actually have affirmations, and they have this little video that you can watch on YouTube. It's really cool. And it's like a visual that they have words and that kind of stuff where it just makes you really, it actually takes your energy, oh gosh, it takes your vibration and rises your vibration, like watching the video itself. It has a little more confidence in yourself and realizing those things are already within you. But I would sit there, if you haven't tried with your family, that kind of stuff, these family parenting affirmations, they got careers, You know, when you look at the thing and go, hey, I enjoy receiving incredible money, acknowledgement, success, and fulfillment from my work as a psychic medium spiritual advisor in my brand-new shop in Colorado Springs. No, I'm sorry, Manitou Springs. Manitou Springs, Colorado. And you just put it out there and see what happens. The first time I did that, I actually walked up to the shop that I actually wanted to work in. And I said, okay, God and angels, if this is what I'm supposed to do with my life, then this will be it. If I get to do it in this shop, this will prove to me that that's what I'm supposed to do. And it would help you, you know, that's like helping me get to a point where I just put 100% into it. And a year later, that's exactly where I end up doing readings and end up owning half that business. So, you know, when you put it out there, do not hold back and just let whatever's going to happen, because you might be amazed at just exactly what's going to drop in your lap and the point where it's going to prove the world wrong. When you start to focus on stuff and people say, well, the one thing was working against me, I had to get rid of this one lady who kind of telling me that you can't have your own business unless you have interns, you got to save up money for this, you got to do that, da, 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 da. I'm going to go, blah, 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 blah. And then she said, well, what are you going to do? I said, you know something? All I'm doing right now is focusing on the thought and the idea of having that shop. And then when the opportunities start happening, then I'm going to follow through, okay? But all I saw was me working in that shop. Okay, so we let it unfold the way it's going to happen. And at first, when it did happen, I was actually working. Some lady had rented the shop out, and I was actually working for her. But what I did was I kept my mouth shut, didn't put nothing out there. I just went with the flow. When opportunities happened, I did. And it was so amazing to watch me get into to stay at a hotel for 2 or 3 days without paying a dime until I got paid. People say it can't happen. But it did, to get my first apartment, which was like 4 blocks down from the shop, right? When you have that whole thing going on, it's great. It's a connection, you know? And that's what happened. I got the first apartment, no money down. I got an opportunity to actually do something totally different, but still got the apartment. And the same thing with the shop. I got to work in this lady's shop as working, you know, working with her, but never really owning anything. But then a month later, opportunities came along where it did. So this one lady that had my life at the time was telling me to back off, that you need to do all these crazy things to get there. If I would have listened to her logically, I would have never gotten there, I don't think. So I didn't. So it was kind of funny how she was actually phased out of my life in favor of what I was trying to accomplish, which makes perfect sense because she wasn't part of the equation. She was actually working against me. Okay, we have some people in the queue. If you said Carrie's phone, her dropped.
Yeah, it says the cell phone just dropped for
Carrie. Okay. What's going on?
But we still have 4 more people in the queue.
Okay, well, go give us a caller so we can sit and do the whole thing.
Okay. Area code 602,
you're on the air. Is this Richard?
Yes, Donnie. How's everything?
Everything's going good. We have not had any donations so far, but I'm still, you know, like we always do, we keep focusing on the positive outcome of, you know, going to the account one day and finding about $200 or $300 sitting there going, ooh, we got some body wash to get laid.
It will happen.
Of course it will. It'll happen. It's just one of those things. I felt like I was telling a friend of mine, I think, that when I finally finished the last phase of my movement, of getting back to Colorado, I have a really – it's one of those things. You ever have this feeling where in your stomach you're like allowing yourself to feed into the fear, but then you kind of snap back at it and go, no, 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 no. I know for a fact that when I get out there, everything's going to open up. Everything's falling into place because I've already been thinking about all the places I used to go and where I used to live at. And I've already found like 3 or 4 different places that I want to go check out in the first place. I got 2 shops I want to check out. I have 2 places I want to check out apartments, which I feel like they're going to be very cheap. But I guess, like, but it also brought memories back to me, too, when I was in Colorado the first time. When I got my last shop, I actually specified how much I wanted to pay for rent. And everybody thought I was crazy because the place that I got, they said, well, you're going to pay like $300 a month. That's what she was charging the last person. I said, I don't care what she was charging the last person. If we've learned nothing from manifestation, is the idea of focusing on what we want and what we, you know, that's how we see it. That's how we perceive it. And something's pointing out to me, the angels are saying, ask them and tell them that you only want to pay $150 a month. And I did, and that's what I got. So, you know, like I said before, if we listened to everybody else on their logic, as they call it, I don't think we'd ever get anywhere. And if we would, it'd be a very slow pace. So I just kind of look at things. So that, like I was telling everybody earlier, when I got that apartment, that was, I mean, those things, I'll be very honest, those things amazed me as much as anybody else when they happened. But the one thing I did was follow my guidance. When something came along, an opportunity says, let's go look at some apartments. I didn't sit there and say, I have no money. That just would have reinforced it. No money, then you don't get nothing. That's how we've been taught. So I said, no, I'm not going to. Yeah, so I just kept my mouth shut and said, okay, let's go look at apartments. You never know what will happen. Because the same place that I was staying at, that's what I was trying to help people understand. In this thing, when it unfolded the first time, I went to stay at this hotel. And I told a friend of mine, I was like, why this certain hotel? This is a year later after I'd already affirmed all these things, right? And here I am trying to figure out, because I was working at a hotel. See, I was working at a hotel. And the lady said I could only stay there for 2 days. I mean, she was real nice. She gave me one of her cabins to stay in for a while. But I couldn't ask myself, why 2 days? And then I said to him, I was like, the angels come in and said, why worry about it? Just let it go. And because everything's working out fine, just go with the flow. So I did. I said, okay. So I didn't say anything. She said 2 days. I took the 2 days. And the 2 days are over with. I walked down the freaking road, and I'm like, where are we going today, guys? You know, pretty much is what it was. And then this whole strip was nothing but hotels. It's a nice tourist place. So there's hotels everywhere. Why this particular hotel? And why did I get to stay at the other hotel until I got paid? That's another thing. I would have got paid. That was on a Wednesday. I would have got paid on Friday. Why couldn't she let me stay there until Friday? Interesting, isn't it? And then I went to this other hotel, and I said, okay, I'm not questioning it. I didn't really catch it at first. I just went to stay at the hotel. I didn't realize that this lady would be the one connection, because she was actually the one that ran into that lady who rented that shop out. Her and her husband actually crossed paths with that lady, and the lady gave her a phone number. That lady, who actually tried to be my landlady too, because her husband was running that other place I wanted to live at, where I got the apartment. And all these things happened before I had cash. Well, but the cash came afterwards, I guarantee you that. But it was kind of funny. She was the key. I didn't realize at the moment I was getting a room in a hotel until Friday until I get paid, and then I was going to go from there, right? It taught me how to open up my mind and just whatever happens, right? And next thing I know, I realized where her husband was also managing a place too, which was up there, up in Manitou Springs. And they both went walking one night, ran into this lady. Next thing I know, I was working at that shop. All this stuff happened. I declared like a year before that. It all fell into place. But it was all stemmed to the one lady who was at the hotel that I thought was so far-fetched, you know. You got 17 bucks in your pocket, and you walk into this place and ask the lady to give you a room until you get paid. And then she did it. Yeah. That's what freaked me out. And then it set up a big old chain reaction of all this good stuff that happened. And I think if I would have listened, there was a couple times I kind of got off the path, you know. But once you start listening again, it's so easy to get back on the path and just listen to your guidance, which will take you so far. It will take you all the way, put that way. And that's what it did. But I was actually looking at this book called Creating True Prosperity, where it talks about balancing things within your life. Yeah, it was one thing, too. We saw about you last night, too, Richard, where we was like, need to have him back on the show so he could give people the insights on the body wash and this website of yours, which is divinebodywash.com. Because I was sitting there going, from what I understand is people will, when they donate the money, they will get a body of body wash, and you make it to their specifications, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I just want to make sure on that clip, because I was talking about
it's energetically charged with what they need at that time.
Oh. I call it a spiritual interjecting of positive energy that goes with your body wash. And then, what was that? Donations of $25 or more gets, no, I'm sorry, $25 gets a body of body wash. And if they donate, what I understood was $35 or more, then they'll also get a bottle of body wash. I mean, body mist. Body mist.
Yeah. The body mist was created basically on the go. If you're going to go
right
to somewhere where it's, you know, you don't get that, just that vibe, that bad vibe, you know, just a couple sprays of the body mist, you know, gives you that little extra security protection and helps repel all negativity. And, you know, that's sometimes that's just all you need, is that little extra energy.
I hear you. I know I do. A little zap here and there from time to time when you're out and about.
Yeah,
you know,
I just email me and I'll send you some samples so you can try it out and you can give you a testament to the magic that it does. It really works. It really does.
Okay, so I just email you and you'll send me some samples.
Yeah. PhoenixLighthouse@gmail.com.
We send it to, okay, what was that again?
PhoenixLighthouse@gmail.com.
Oh, that's right. You're right. I do have it. I'm sorry. What am I asking for? Because I keep all my stuff on my website. I'm sitting going, hold up. Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah.
We got 90 seconds left in the show. I just want to take a time to thank everybody for being here. But if you're in the queue, stay right where you're at. We're going to get to you. It'll be great. We'll answer all your questions, we promise. And, Richard, if you have any questions, we'd be glad to answer this for you, too. I just want to take the time to thank everybody who's out there listening. Thank you for all the people who've been supportive, who've called in, and everything else that goes along with it. And like I said before, at every show, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day and give love where love is given. Now, let's get back to our callers. And Richard, was it just the idea of just calling in and saying, hello, how you doing? Because it's nice to hear from
you. Actually, I would like to know what the angels have to say for me today, because a lot of stuff happened today. And I want to reaffirm what happened today, make sure. I shouldn't say make sure. I know what it was and what happened. I just want to see what they have to think.
Okay. No problem. You know something, April, you pulled a card out for Carrie a while back. What was that card? Do you still have it?
Carrie's cell phone dropped. She's not on the line anymore.
Oh, no, I understand that. I'm saying you pulled a card for her, right? I was just wondering if you might still have that card. Just in case she's still listening.
I actually pulled the lover's card, but I thought it wasn't Connor. I thought it was like a different guy.
Right, because you said we look at the lover's card. Now, the lover's card. What's the number at the top of the lover's card?
Let me get it out.
There should be a number at the bottom or at the top. Usually, it's in numeral numbers. Oh, sorry, guys. Waiting for April.
Hey.
Okay, no, it's okay. If you don't have the card up there, if you do pull it out there, just let me know. And we'll sit there and talk. We'll sit there and put it out on the airway. But right now, I'm looking at Carrie, and Carrie's doing her little thing. I'm sorry. And the one thing I was getting at was with the lover's card. I keep seeing a six with that, okay? So in the process of this process of just letting it go and letting things happen with her and this Connor, somebody else would come into the picture. Six, okay, it was a six, which falls in the same category I was saying before, 6 months. So we look at the situation and we're all good. And she'll be good too because, I feel like there's a new person coming in her life too. And I feel like Connor is going to come around. But I get the impression it's going to be a thing that most people do. And the process of seeing somebody else with somebody else, that's why they want it. Oh, now I get the point. I should have taken it when I should have, not realizing that's right. You should have taken it when you had it right there in front of you, when you were actually crossing paths, when you had the opportunity. You don't sit there and go back over and try to ruin someone else's opportunity because of something you missed. So have respect and say, hey, you know, like you want to smack some guys out there. Well, this girl's with some guy, and he's like, well, I don't think that guy's good for you. Says who? It's none of your business. So back out, pull away. If this woman comes to you in the pursuit of a relationship, then I think you have the right to say that. But if she's just a person that you look at and say, well, this is how I feel, well, ask yourself, do you really feel that way? Go deep within yourself and say, okay, if it was really mutual, wouldn't that person want you as much as you want them? So let's take a look at the situation. Okay, Richard, I'm actually shuffling. I get the impression what you mentioned. Yeah, the first thing I picked up was very clearly about a lot of things that were going on, but it was almost like the ideal of the situation, too, was like making decisions that went into a certain direction, and then the ideal of looking at those decisions that you made to even correct something that would happen in the future. Because I get the impression with some decisions made a while back that actually manifested themselves today.
Yeah, long time ago.
That makes sense?
Oh, yeah. That's a long time ago.
You have children. Children. Why do I say children?
No kids. Two puppy dogs.
What happened with the situation is something told me I should have cut the deck, and I didn't cut it, so I corrected that situation and cut the deck, put the card back down, and said, okay, let's cut it and see what happens. And the first card that came out on that one was power. So it's like looking at the situation. I like the card itself. Where it shows clouds and stormy and that kind of stuff, but also shows the person, the angel itself, is interjecting into those clouds too. But it's positive thinking being reinforced by saying it very positively too, which is correct to the situation, is showing you how much power you have to control and change the situation. They also talk about the second card was romance, and then the third card is actually intentions. So does that kind of make sense to you, Richard?
Perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great day today.
What's that?
It was a great day today.
Yeah.
I had been asking a question for years that was answered today. And the pieces to the puzzle all fell in place. I actually really believed in who I am. And Barry affirmed a little while ago, I guess my wife was having a panic attack.
Uh-huh.
And I just let the energy flow through my arm into her chest, and almost instantaneously she snapped out of it.
It also seems like a situation that can also enhance your relationship too by intersecting that kind of energy too.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. I know who I am. And then in the process of knowing who you are, you get to, like I said before, every time you get those positive thoughts going on like that, it's like a river itself. It flows out of you. It touches everybody.
Yeah. Well, another thing that came to mind today, I was reading somewhere. Basically, what it is, I'm a conduit of direct energy from source. I shine and spread his energy, magnify his energy through me. So now that I've seemed to just unblock the last block, now it's beginning to really flow through me. And I really felt it this morning where it just felt like a dam bursting. And everything just started flowing.
Yeah. It's always great when that happens, too.
Yeah.
But like I said, I was looking at the other cards too. The other cards were just saying, you know, crystal clear intentions, Archangel Michael, and then breathe, Archangel Raphael. And then the top card I had was clear your space, Archangel Jophiel. And I always say, when you come to that conclusion, you let things go and go with the flow. That's actually clearing a lot of space, because when you start to try to do that, you ever notice that when you try to do it, there's something within you sometimes at first where you feel like something within you is holding you back.
Yeah.
and then all of a sudden you just kind of like, no, I'm just gonna let it go. You know, sometimes when you let go of some things, I think sometimes you don't know what that is, except for to come to a realization and realize it was just you holding you back, and you just kind of like became one at that time to allow what happened to happen.
Also, I came to the realization that today that all the events in my life that I blamed everybody else for, blamed my guys, blamed the angels, blamed everybody. It wasn't them.
Uh-huh.
It was me.
Right.
I did it. I planned
yeah.
it out. I planned it
yeah,
so
I've
I could grow.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Me too. I actually had a freaking fit one day too when I was reading my books, doing the meditations and doing everything, and the next thing I know the books start flying across the room. It's like I keep doing all the things right. What's the problem? It was amazing after I kind of like let go and kind of cleared myself of all that buildup I had inside me. Things started flowing again. I do. They do kind of warn you on the kind of how you put it out there too. The anger can actually be like a boomerang effect to come back and zap you too. But and I did. I think we had it for a little bit where what happens, you get a lot of prosperity going on, and all of a sudden it stops, not realizing that you have just forgot.
Yeah.
To let go. To be, you know, you just forgot. Yeah, you forgot, you remembered, and you got angry. I think sometimes we get angry because we realize it, that we knew that all the time. We just wasn't willing to go down that road just yet, and then when we did... And I was actually sitting. I was conferring with April, and she said she actually picked up on the angel of death, as in the death card. And when you sit and look at the whole thing, because I was actually looking at Archangel Azrael as the angel of ascension, which has also been classified as the angel of death too, which is just the idea of clearing out the old in favor of the new. So a lot of things could happen big time and kicking things in, you know. The death card, I've seen the death card where you see all these little bodies on the card laying everywhere and that kind of stuff. I'm saying, what those are those old habits and stuff that you just finally cut loose. So,
also,
you know,
in my Mayan birth chart, I am the lunar world bridge Earth.
What's the number on a death? Yeah, what's the number on the death card? 13?
Yeah.
13. Yeah, so I sit and look at it like this. I had a friend of mine tell me about the 13th. Friday the 13th, that's a scary day. I said, nope, that's a great day, man. I've seen so many things manifest on a day like that, because if you look at what is 1 and 3, it's 4. And 4 is actually a representation of duality in its own self, but it can also represent like the 4 cups and the 4 wands. Those are all prosperity and progression cards. So I think we need to look at that thing as 13 can be actually a very positive number, because it actually talks about certain things as well. I'm just saying. So all these things seem to happen for you today, Richard.
Oh, yeah. Great day.
We're having a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just going to say, April, are there any people in the queue still?
3 more people.
Okay. Cool.
We'll have plenty of time to talk. Get to your next caller, and thank you. And everybody in the queue, thank you for being patient with them.
Say it one more time, Richard.
Be patient with me, and enjoy your readings, because they will be great. Thank you.
Do you ever do any readings, Richard?
No.
You too?
No, I should.
No? Okay. No problem. I'll connect with you. I'll give you a call this weekend.
All right. That sounds good.
All right, Donnie. All right. Yeah, good. Uh-huh. Bye-bye now. Thank you.
Okay.
And that is our sponsor right there. That's Richard, giving us a little insights on the whole thing. So if you want to take advantage of the whole thing, go to his website, divinebodywash.com. And he says to all the listeners, when you actually donate to the show $25, he'll give you a bottle of body wash. And if you heard what he said about the body wash, that's a heck of a deal. And also, if you donate $35 or more, you will also get a bottle of body mist. So go to divinebodywash.com. Also, on the same note, too, I do private readings, too. So go to my website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Maybe I should say a little bit slower, www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Or contact me through my number now is 740-601-7000. 9835. And right now for the special, like I said before, people who call the show for the month of March will get a nice little special, whereas like we had before back in February, which is $33 for a 60-minute session, $22, and it was actually $33.33 for a 60-minute session, and $22.22 for a 40-minute session, and $11.11 for a 20-minute session. A one-card reading would be $9.99, and for a 90-minute to two-hour session where you can actually get some life coaching and relationship counseling and life past life regressions or life past life reading and an angel card reading, those are $77.77 for a 90-minute to two-hour session. So give us a call on those at 740-601-9835. We're also looking for additional sponsorship. So if you'd like to sponsor the show, give us a call at 740-601-9835. If you want to do a commercial, you don't want to advertise to our show, please do. Give us a call. And we also do parties. We do group readings. Group readings are like this. We have this thing that with Skype where you can actually do conference calling and that kind of stuff. So if you have a party or whatever you got going on, we can actually be there through the computer and do a conference call where we'll all be on video and that kind of stuff and do group readings like that. Or if you have a party and you have a laptop, I can be there through the laptop. But if you are a person that can actually be there locally, please give us a call for that too as well. Those sessions for 10 people, and it basically it's 10 to 20 people group sessions that you can get readings, and what it is, it's just a one flat fee of $150 for everybody included. Okay, so therefore it's like that. If you have a charitable function that you want us to be there, we can still do the same kind of format of actually being there through Skype at your charity function, that kind of stuff, where people can sit at the table and we can sit down and do readings with them and do card readings and the whole bit. You can see the cards and everything. It's really cool. And for the charity functions, no charge for those things. We'll be glad to just show up and add to the whole thing and help you reach your goal, whatever your charitable goal is at that time. We have a great way of manifesting things for other people, so try us out. I guarantee you, you'll definitely exceed any kind of goals that you have. But it's one of those things we're trying out differently, where we do a group conference calls to do readings. And for, between 10 to 20 people, it's a $150 shot for the person who's hosting the whole thing. And everybody included gets a reading, a full reading, and that covers everything. So therefore, try to give us a call on that whole thing. If you're a person who wants to do life coaching or relationship counseling solely, please contact us with that. Or you want to sit down and work with us with the kids. Because I think a lot of times people are kind of like lost when they have gifted kids. Where do I start? Where do I go? We'd be glad to sit down and help you with the tools and the direction you need. You said there's still other people in the queue too, April? Give us a caller. I feel like I'm on The Price is Right. Okay, April, who's the next person on The Price is Right?
Someone from area code 610.
610. Bring them on. Hello, area code 610.
Yes, hello, can you hear me?
Yes,
hello.
I can hear you. How are you tonight?
Hi, yes, I was just chatting with Dee online about my situation for the weekend, and I just made
Oh, check. Hello.
Hi.
I was just answering you again. Oh, okay.
Thank you, you've been so helpful. You're
older than I
thought.
I hope I've been helpful.
So you have. Yes, should I ask Donnie the question too, or what?
Yeah, go ahead.
If you feel like if you feel like you want to, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. This weekend, my husband is, he has moved to New York and he's going to be coming back to, visit with the kids and stuff, and he'll be staying in the house. Does it feel like there's any way for me to improve the situation energetically, or is there anything I should know or do to make things as good as possible?
Yes, there is. Flowers.
Oh, really? Put them in the house?
Yes, there's the ideal of the situation, remembering things like what kind of flower does he like, or noticing certain ways he used to feel around certain areas of growth. That's what I said, areas of growth. I meant, when he's out and about and that kind of stuff. That's the first thing that popped in my mind of actually changing the energy within the home itself of fresh flowers. I keep getting like in the living room area and where he will be actually sleeping.
Okay. Yeah.
That would be a definite one to change the format of the whole thing too, as well. It's the idea of trying to maintain positive energy throughout the whole weekend while he's there. Anytime you feel yourself being tempted to be pulled into anything, it's almost like sometimes people have a tendency to do that energetically wise, where they want to pull you into a bad area.
That all the time, yeah.
Right. So it's the ideal that, you know, in the process, I would definitely take some techniques and surround myself with pink energy, a pink bubble, or whatever works for you to put that pink energy around you so you can maintain your perception and say, no, I'm going to be happy all freaking week no matter what. That way, the pink light is a thing that actually filters out people who are not on the same level as you are, but actually still enables people that you can lovingly connect with to still come through.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. I would, for some reason, they're also showing me that you should also take and cut some lemons up and put them in a bowl in the freaking kitchen.
Cut them up and put them in the bowl?
Yeah, because when you cut them up, what you're going to do is, like you say you're having breakfast or any kind of meal or something like that, always try to introduce either lemons or limes, because the citrus smell has a tendency to really tap into a person. Because a lot of times when we tap into memories, positive memories, there's something about something with our senses, and there's certain senses in the noses. In the nose, that when you smell certain scents and that kind of stuff, and lemons and limes are very positive. They really spark on those. And they bring those memories back up where he focuses on those too, where you can actually put them back in there.
Okay, great.
It also boosts the solar plex. It also boosts your solar plex and your willpower to do things. So it will help you focus on your agenda as to maintain a positive weekend.
Okay. Wow, that's really great. Yeah. So flowers and cut up lemons and, yeah, all right, great.
And, yeah, I was going to say one thing, too. If you've been trying to get a hold of me in any kind of sense of the word through my phone, through texts and stuff like that, I'm actually phasing the Sprint phone out. I was just going over bills. Yeah, I was going over bills and going, man, you know something? I have a perfect opportunity to go with a different company and save myself almost realistically $150 a month.
Okay.
And I'm just like, I just can't fathom or even justify to paying that much money. I love my phone, but I've also found another company who has the same phone, but it'll only be $45 a month. I can't.
Yeah,
so I was like, I just want to tell everybody.
Just make sure they have access wherever you're living.
Well, we're giving the access. Well, you can access me through
I meant for you, because a lot of these phone plans don't have good coverage. Some of them do. Some of them don't. So, like, if you're going to be living in, aren't you moving to Colorado soon?
Yes, I am. I can't wait, man. Woo-hoo-hoo. I'm sorry. I lost myself for a minute.
Didn't you buy your ticket and everything?
Well,
can you buy
them?
Yes. I already bought my ticket. I'm leaving the 14th of March.
Okay, right. So just, you know, if you're going to get a new phone, I'd recommend you find out if it works really well up in that town,
mm-hmm.
whatever company you're with.
No, I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying if I get this one plan, I've already been with this company once before. They just didn't have the phones at that time that I wanted when I could actually use it, because I actually have this thing called Square. It's a little device that you put on your phone that, if you have a phone, like the Android, there's a little thing on the top where you can put a headset on it, where this little square thing, actually you insert it on top of your phone, you download it on the apps on your phone, and this little pinky little piece of plastic that goes on the top, you're able to take credit cards. You don't have to go through the bulkiness of actually having a credit card machine and stuff. If you have a shop or something like that, you could actually use your phone and actually tie it to a checking account and have this little square thing, which at the time I got the square itself was just simply, they were actually, they take a percentage on each transaction you do, right? But the device itself is free.
Wow, how about that? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a really cool thing. So if anybody out there would like to take advantage of, if you have those iPads and that kind of stuff and you have a store, people are using their iPads instead of using a cash register. They're using these iPads and stuff for the same thing. We pull things up and that kind of stuff. This thing here will will also work with those too. I've actually seen it done that way. It just simplifies everything, that you don't have all this bulkiness going on. And plus, if you're say you have a nice business and you have a tendency to sell cupcakes and stuff like that, but you also ship them and stuff like that, you can do a transaction. You can do a transaction right at the freaking airport and have that stuff sent to them right through the air. Because all you got to do is, once you get done doing the transaction, you call your shipping company, all kinds of stuff, and it's out there. So it saves time, but it also gives you access to people that you never had access to before.
Okay, so are you going to give customers your new phone number, or is that going to be private? I mean, how do people reach you to book a session?
Right now, you can reach me through the phone number 740-601-9834. Or contact me through, I tell people, if you can't get through, or a lot of times I'm just really busy right now, but if you contact me through my website, I guarantee you I will be back with you in less than an hour. If you contact me through the website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Just give me your information, because I'm always checking those things. I'm checking everything. I got on my computer, I have so many windows open, but I'm always checking everything. So right now I'm checking everything. It's just one of those things. I'm going through a transition. I got a couple companies I work for that are kind of like, They're late on their payment because of February. Supposedly February, since it was such a short month, and it's always that one little time of year. We're actually trying to manifest a positive outcome on that one too, but they just kind of moved everything back to the 10th. And in the process of moving everything back to the 10th, that doesn't follow my parameters. it doesn't work for me. But at the same time, I've got Skype and I got my website, so I guarantee you, as soon as I see that message, I will be back with you as soon as possible. Leave a message, what time is good for you, and your phone number, and I will get back with you like so quickly, make your head spin. I'm trying to really work on these things now, where we're doing more meditations, so we get no headaches, no migraines. We have a tough time staying away from the chocolate, but one thing at a time, okay?
So phone that you did have is shut off now, right?
Yeah, it's shut off now because it was like a funnel. It was like a vortex going to nowhere.
Sucking your money away. Who the heck pays for
this? Yes, it was definitely doing it. So we cut the vortex off. And we started focusing on another vortex of prosperity. I'm just saying, it's one of those things too, before I had this other company before, and I never had trouble with, like everybody else would have trouble with their Sprint phones, or they'd have trouble with their Verizon phones, where they wouldn't get coverage, and I always had coverage, so that's why I made the decision to go back with them too. It's just the ideal. What's holding me back is the funding. As soon as the funding comes through, that'll be a transaction. I'll be done in 20 minutes. I guarantee you on that one. But what's your situation and kind of stuff like that? I was just saying, to sit down and have a nice little session, because I was kind of funny. I was thinking about you the other day too, going, oh shucks, how can we put a word out to everybody else? So I was going to make a point of it yesterday, but I'm not used to having 1 hour.
Yeah, I did text asking to book a session, but I never heard back from you. So
I'm just saying, if you want to book a session now, I have no problem with that. I've been able to actually squeeze people in all kinds of time frames and stuff like that. It's kind of amazing when you get that organizational thing. Everything seems to flow. I think discipline's good.
You should send a text message to people. Well, you don't have a new phone yet, right, you said?
Oh, it's one of those things. As soon as I get the information, everybody's going to know all about it.
Exactly do you have? Just a landline right now?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
Yeah, landline and stuff like that. It's like I said, not from telling everybody else. It's a very good landline. It's very good. I've been doing a lot of readings on it, that kind of stuff. I've been busy. I was kind of surprised. That's one thing I was telling my friend. I was like, you need to get the message out. I said, well, as soon as everybody else keeps, we don't want everybody to stop calling us. So we're trying to turn focus on, how to manifest it. Like, just give me 5 minutes to tell everybody the good news. But so we won't cut the flow off, because it was everything's like they're coming cruising through. That's kind of amazing, just some of the things I've done since I made a decision to go back to Colorado, that everything seems to be really picking up and flowing very nicely. So we're just trying to put it all together.
Well, that's great.
That
so, Does Dee do sessions too? Yes, I do. Oh, okay.
Yes, Dee, what should you tell us about the sessions? I'm sorry. I know I should. It was like we should
get
caught up.
Okay, well, I haven't really, It's been a while since I've done anything, but since I'm getting back into it, I don't have a website yet. I just have an email address, which is spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. Or you can call me at my home phone number, which is 207-374-5072. I'm available anytime. And what I do is for love donations. I'm on SSI, so I do it that way so I don't get in trouble with the government. But, you know, my rates are... What?
As long as you do cash, you'll be okay.
Yeah. I mean, I take PayPal.
I'm just saying, when you do cash,
you can donate.
That kind of thing, you know, they could come back and say, hey, you're doing this. You're like, nope, I'm not doing that. That's my mom sending me freaking money.
No, because when I... No, there was a time when I had posters up around the town I live in, and I just put on it, you know, I just had it says donations on it, so that's what I do.
Oh, hello.
Mm-hmm. So Tuesday, you know, I don't know, you know, like $20 for an email reading, maybe. You know what? If I'm like Donnie, I'll work with your budget. You know, whatever somebody can afford, because I've done plenty of readings before for people that couldn't afford it, so they got a free reading from me because, you know, eventually it'll come around anyway. Somebody, you know, they'll do something nice for somebody.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times people just don't have it. And I don't, you know, I don't like to abuse the gifts, but I'm all for being I've gotten to that point, I guess, hanging out with Donnie made me realize that, yeah, this is something that, you know, being, you know, you do have value, and you do need to be compensated for what you do, because it does take a lot out of you sometimes. You can get really, really weighed down, you know, especially if you're doing 5 or 6 readings in a row.
Yeah,
it can be very tiring depending on what comes through.
Right,
you know,
that's true. But there is also, like, it is something you like to do as well. Because I'm doing I'm not doing sessions, but I'm doing like business cards and brochures and stuff for people. And you know, I realize they don't really appreciate it, that kind of thing. But I just realized, well, yes, I could choose to say no and not do it. But I really like doing it. So that's kind of where I am. It's like, I could, you know, put out a shingle and charge loads of money and nobody ends up hiring me, and then they sit around not doing it, or I could just do it. And,
I hear you. That's what I was thinking,
but
too.
You should get what you want.
I put out
there, what did you say, Dee?
I said you should get what you feel you're worth.
I actually had a lady did that one time where she was sitting there. We had her on the show, and I was sitting there saying, you know, you should open yourself up to receiving. And she's like, well, that's not really spiritual, is it? I'm like, giving and receiving are mutually important. Without one, without the other, you throw an imbalance within your life when you cut prosperity off. So that's the thing that we don't realize. It's better to receive than it is to give. People don't hear that one, of course, but it's the other way around too. You can't do one without the other. So realize giving and receiving. It's like money. Money's a cup. Money is a thing of where it's like giving and receiving. When you give, someone gives you back, and hopefully they give you right back change. But I'm just saying, with the situation, you look at these things very closely. And I was actually doing a lot of research on this too, where it talks about creating true prosperity in your life, to realize that you have to have balance between all these things: the giving, the receiving, the being, the doing, the structure and flow, not realizing they're both important.
Yeah, but it's one thing to say you got to have it, and it's another to look at, well, what is actually presence, and what is actually the next step, you know? And the next step for me is to choose not to do those people, or to just continue to do them because I like to do them. So yeah, that's a
choice. There's choices, yeah. That is true. I know what you mean when you sit and look at situations, working with people in situations and that kind of stuff. Sometimes you do have to make a choice if you're going to continue to do that because of the lack of appreciation. If you do have balance within your life, giving and receiving, you will definitely know who those people are. So that's
I don't have balance, but I don't receive a lot. So yeah, I do have a problem.
Yeah, just
definitely.
And people say doing is a state of focus, directed, goal-oriented activity. And then we have the doing, the being part is basically when you are just allowing yourself to be who you are without any kind of expectations.
Yeah.
And it's the idea of realizing, we talked about earlier when we were saying guidance comes through. If guidance comes through, then that's the doing part. There's something for you to do. But if there's no guidance coming through, then it's just for you to allow yourself to be, and more likely it's coming to you. So you're opening yourself up to receive it.
And I guess I'm just noticing, you know, this is, even though I'm not getting much in return from this person, not even politeness really. But it is something I do just because I like to do it, and it's like a project. And you know, you could do your artwork and then stick it in a closet, or this is like artwork I get to, you know, pass on into the world. So, so I'm just acknowledging I'm doing this for me. It has nothing to do with them. So, but you know, then I am noticing as well when they want this change or that change, what kind of things make me scramble to please them, and what is that about me trying to please them? You know, so. So, yeah, I'm still noticing it, but I'm not out of it yet. Yeah, I'm kind of...
old habits die hard.
Yeah.
That's true,
yeah. Well, yeah, until you know a better way, that's your only way.
Yes. No.
I think once you value yourself, other people will start valuing you. Because you radiate a different energy, a much more positive energy.
Yeah. Well, I haven't figured out how to get there yet.
But you get the impression you're like on the... You're right on the threshold.
Yeah,
you're on the threshold.
Boom. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's one thing to say. I'm radiating positive energy. It's another thing to really get there.
Mm-hmm. No, I was just saying, if you want to do a session after the show, I'm like wired right now. I'm like up. So if it's something you're interested in, I'd love to do one for you after the show. If not, I know tomorrow will be a great day. I guess it's one of the things saying to somebody, I miss our sessions.
Oh, wait. How much caffeine have you had?
I'm sorry, could you hear that? What was that?
I was saying to Donnie, since he's so wired, I said, how much caffeine have you had?
I haven't had any. I'm just like,
okay, you're just,
feeling
you're
really
just like
tapped
me.
Into a
I
lot
get,
of energy.
Right, yeah, I do that. I get really loopy, and I get, it's like I'm drunk, but I haven't had a drop to drink. My best friend says they should take a sample of my blood and find out what's in it, because I'm so happy.
Maybe you could actually mass produce it, huh?
Yeah,
I was just saying I miss our sessions too. That's what I was saying. In case you didn't catch that part, but yeah,
we did. I caught it.
It's kind of crazy. It's actually Friday night, right? I keep thinking it's Saturday. I don't know why. Is it? No.
Well, actually,
it's Friday.
It's Eastern Standard Time, so it is Saturday.
It's Friday.
1:30.
Okay.
You did a show last night. That might be why you think it's. You did a Thursday show last night, right?
Yes, I did. And
you normally only do Friday and Saturday, Sunday, so maybe that's why you think it's Saturday.
Yeah.
I think he's out in Madison Springs or something already.
Maybe
in Colorado.
When I was out there, I think it's the ideal of being in the right place at the right time. It really makes a big difference, because when I was out in Colorado, I swear to you, when I was on my own doing what I did and doing the stuff I was doing, I don't think it was anything I couldn't do. I actually used to walk into my freaking house, and I would reach up for my light switch, and it would just come to my hand. We were actually working on all kinds of things, energy and manipulation, where it's just the idea of realizing what you can do with energy and how you can attract things to you. My friend was walking right behind me, too, and I reached up to get the light switch, and she saw it. She actually saw it come to my hand, and she's like, that's scary. I'd say, what's so scary? It just makes my life easier. Just to, you know, instead of fighting life anymore, just allow everything to work for me. I mean everything. So we just opened up and just let it happen. And she was like, yeah, but when someone sees that, I said, I'm not going to feed into what you're scared of. Maybe you should also think about that too, of actually accomplishing, you know, and conquering those fears within yourself, to realize that maybe the reason it's scary is because there's something inside of you telling you right then and there, I can do that too. Would people also perceive me the same way as being scary and distance themselves from me? But I look at the situation like this, you know, it works both ways and everything, of people declaring, I'm going to be happy. I'm going to let the world work for me. I'm going to actually tap into my birthright, which is dominion, where I have whatever I say, the elements and the, you know, the world is going to conform to that, because that's how it was in the beginning. You know, Adam asked and he did what he did and everything else was there for him and his purpose. You know, read the Bible. That's what it says. And I don't think there's anything wrong with recapturing that whole thing and looking at the idea of Jesus when he came back to remind us of who we were. That we did come from that source. So, shoot. We're getting so caught up in the worldly way, not realizing these are things that have been manifested because of so much stuff of fear and stuff, that when we start realizing just exactly who we are and what we can accomplish and what we, you know, the life that we can have, we start living it. Right at that moment, my friend, at the moment as you come to that realization, you go, oh, wow, this is it. Yeah, you peeked over the wall, and you got so intrigued by what you saw, you jumped the wall, and now you're living it. It's just the idea of getting over that obstruction, which if you look at the situation, who actually built the wall? You did. Now you just conquered your fears and hopped the freaking wall and realized the wall wasn't as high as you thought it was and as thick as you was. And then you look back at the wall and realize once you jumped it, it's not even there. It was an illusion. And now you're living the truth. Write that down in your journal. Anyway. So is everybody okay? I'm just saying, that's what...
Oh, yeah.
April, how much time do we have left?
The hokey pokey?
21 minutes.
We actually still got 21 minutes, huh? Cool. Why am I so, like, whoop, let's do it. So do you have any more questions for us?
No. Nope, that's good. Thank you.
Okay,
you're
no problem.
Welcome.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
And you have a fantastic, I guess you have a fantastic morning, and have a great weekend. Seriously, try it. I mean, I think you guys are going to have a fantastic weekend. Just try to add some of those little things we said, that kind of thing. I think it's really going to be the thing that really makes a difference. And you too. Is she still there?
Yeah, they're very famous. No, she's gone.
Okay, well, thank you for calling. And do we have any more callers? Well, let us have them, April. April's doing this sign language thing.
Ah.
We're like on this mental connection. So I know there was some callers. What is there? I can't. It's like you go back and forth on your thinking. Like one, and then no, there's two, there's three. How many people is there? Two.
One.
Oh, wow. Maybe what I was picking up is that queue has a tendency to go back and forth. You'll see people pop in, pop out. Well, put the other person on, please.
This is the last person. She's on now.
Oh, is she? Caller,
yeah.
You're on the line. Welcome to the show, and how are you? Does it have an area code?
773.
773. You're on the air. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Well, thank you. I'm fine.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm really...
There's Dee and April.
I am
hi, everybody.
I'm very, very impressed with you. And I would like you to...
You're very...
Possibly repeat your...
Go ahead, sweetie.
Repeat your website, because I seem to lose you on the computer, and I can't get that information, and I wanted to make sure that I could send some people your way.
Oh, okay. Thank you. The area code. The website is
www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Psychic Journeyman?
Psychicxjourneyman.com.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Very good. I'm sure I know quite a few people that would be very interested in connecting with you. We got to make sure we can manifest that money for you for your telephone. That's for sure.
Thank you. Because that was like, I was looking at my phone bills and it kept on getting bigger and bigger. And I said, what really freaks me out with the phone is I was with Sprint, and Sprint has this thing where it's called an unlimited plan, right? But then they say, well, but if you call someone on the landline, then we'll give you like 450 minutes. I said, well, doesn't that kind of like contradict the idea of unlimited? Limitations and unlimited. So I was like, you know something? Why do I have that? So I went to the telephone company, and when they said unlimited, they meant everything is unlimited. And what's the difference between Sprint and this other company is they you get free calls to information. Sprint charges you, I think, $1.95, something like that. And I said, okay, this company, the thing I question a lot is one company can give you all those things for $45 a month. How come Sprint charges you air fees? And if you look at your freaking phone bill and you're going, okay, what does this mean, connection fee? You know, it's basically me push the button. I thought I connected myself by dialing the number. And they're still saying they're insisting on the whole thing. And it's like almost like looking at you like you're idiots and saying, okay, what if I work for the phone company? And I know for a fact it don't work that way, but you're just looking for little different ways to take more money from me. And that's all it is. It's like a nice little subtle way of extortion. And I just told a friend of mine, I was like, they can continue to do what they're going to do, and I'm not going to feed into that whole thing. But I just had to sit there and clarify it in my own mind to, you know, like motivation to say, okay, we need to change companies. I loved it. I loved working when I was working with Sprint. They gave me a good opportunity, but that opportunity started getting more and more and more money every month. So I was just like, okay. And I go ahead, sweetie.
You absolutely manifested that new company.
Well, yeah, because I was sitting there talking about the thing before. I've seen it before. The company I was talking about was Straight Talk, and I was telling a friend of mine, I said, now they got these Android phones. And I said, you know something? I'm going to go check it out. I went to Walmart. I found out I could get. I have to buy the phone, but I said the only thing difference between that company and any other companies is instead of giving me a phone, I got to buy the phone. But after that, it will no longer cost me no more than $45 a month. I even looked at Boost, and I looked at Cricket. But every time I look at Cricket, I keep thinking I want to go out and play Cricket. So that kind of threw me off. So I had to have a focus, and I saw Boost, and Boost is $50 a month. So I was like, I still feel like. And when I had Straight Talk before, sometimes you ever question yourself when you make a decision that you thought it was a good one, and then you start seeing things around you where I kept on seeing Straight Talk. Like I'd pull my account up and Straight Talk would be on my right side. Or I would go to Walmart and I would walk by where it seemed like that section just got brighter, you know? And I was still hanging on my Sprint phone. So I like my Sprint phone. But it makes you reevaluate the whole thing. I tried looking at my Android and said, this is nice. I like this phone.
And
but
that new phone is going to be all new beginnings for you.
Exactly. So I was sitting going, let's just do it. Because I was sitting the other day and saying, okay, I'm moving and kind of stuff, and I started getting a little fearful. I will say that. And the little fear was creeping in going, because I got all the money's coming at the same time, which is going to benefit me at a great time where I started getting these pictures of places I used to go by when I was living in Colorado the first time. Of places I wanted to go check out to see how what they were rent wise and stuff like that, and then these start, and then all of a sudden these things start popping in my head now. So I'm thinking, okay, I know what I need to do. I need to go down, get there, okay. I need to go find a hotel room for one night, just so I can actually take my stuff, have a place to put it, while I go check these other places out, which I feel like are going to pan out because I already started seeing all kinds of pictures in my mind of things I should go see, and I saw these before. When I lived there before, and I eventually did follow through with those things, but not as soon as they came in my mind. This time, they're starting to happen before I even get there. So I definitely agree with that. I looked at this thing, I told a friend of mine, like, my Android phone is going to be turning into a real expensive iPod or an iPhone, you know, as in a three, it's going to be my nice little music tower here.
Well,
I can tap this thing here.
This sounds like all new beginnings for you. It's like you're being reborn. Once you get all that paperwork done and everything, you won't have time to do it anymore. You'll be so busy that this is all in the plan.
Yeah, because that's like I told everybody else the first time I went there. It's like it was amazing how if you make one good decision, which you get like you've seen people say, I made a bad decision, and they had this big chain of things that happened. All these bad things happened. And I was like, yeah, but it also happens on the other equation too, where when you make a good decision, it's another domino effect, but more in a positive way. It's like putting that, it's like taking that one phrase we always say, what if, and start looking at the positive side of everything. Because that's the one thing I was doing with people when I was working in relationships. I say, why don't you do me a favor? You guys are best friends. And they go, well, we don't want to ruin our friendship. Why don't you stop focusing on what you're going to lose and start looking at what you're going to gain? What are you going to gain out of becoming a couple? Because when you look at the situation, have you already not become a couple? That just your relationship is going on to another level. It's not going to end. It's going to be so much more. And then people are like looking at you going, wow, I never thought about that. I said, yeah, it's like it's amazing how we all have our mind is so detailed to going to lack and limitations to the point where you can actually look at someone and go, okay, here, watch this. I'm going to show you. Let me give you some numbers. 6, 12, 23, 25, 36, 35. Okay, what numbers are missing? All of a sudden, your mind will go to trying to fill in the blanks, not realizing one thing. There are no blanks. It's just a group of numbers. But see how fast your mind went to the lack of what's missing. Okay? So what you're trying to do is you're trying to change your mind and reprogram it to see the truth of all the possibilities of all the things that's going to be happening is in your best interest. What's going to be good for you? This person is great for you now. Imagine she was like 10 times better because you decided to let it go where it's going to go. Because I've always told people before, if it's supposed to be a relationship and you're holding it back, that could ruin the friendship too because it's a lack of faith in each other and yourselves.
It's very true.
What is your name?
Mary Lee.
Mary Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And how are you, Mary?
I'm doing pretty good.
And where are you? Where are you residing at in the world tonight?
In Windy City, Chicago. And let me tell you, it's windy here right now. We're having very, very strange weather.
Yes, I actually seen one of your newspapers fly into our house. So.
Yeah, well, our weather was actually yesterday 5 degrees difference in here and in Phoenix. That's how warm it was here. And now the winds are blowing, and it's very, very peculiar out there. We're expecting some snow. We haven't had much snow at all this year. Not that I miss it, but it's just very strange. It was green out there all day today.
So
I don't know what's going on, but it doesn't look good.
Also, with the situation, sometimes we like to explore why people cross our paths. And I mean, the reason I say that was I've had a couple of people who call the show who said they were just rambling, you know, basically randomly going through the computer.
Oh,
and
that's happened to me.
Show.
That's exactly how I found you myself. Yeah, you just popped up there. It was like, okay, the message is loud and clear. I believe I heard you the other night. And that's another thing I wanted to ask you. Exactly when is your show on usually? It's not usually.
Okay, what works is, right, we're on during the week. We have a Monday show and a Wednesday show that is 9 a.m. during the day.
Okay.
Those are hour shows. And then we have Tuesdays, Thursdays, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we have 11 o'clock shows. Now, on Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday, those shows are 2 hours. On the weekdays, they're only an hour.
Okay.
But, and the reason that sometimes I don't like doing any longer than that is because we have the daytime shows. So I'm trying to do all this stuff. I think I can do this as soon as I move because I won't have the distractions or I won't have. Because it seems like the one thing I've had the most problems with, like when that one caller called in, she was, and it, your friend Brandon, I think it was talking about how people are just trying to push you in the direction they think you should be going into. And that kind of thing, where you just want to freak out. And you do get kind of caught up in it sometimes. And that's what I got going on here, too, where it's just a constant people and their opinions. But I don't have the problem with people giving advice. As long as that advice is not lined with insults, where they give you advice at the same time they're insulting you for what you're doing and who you are, not realizing that's what they're doing. And maybe I think sometimes they're not, but sometimes I feel like they do it to get a reaction, to show you how bad the direction you've made, I was kind of like hoping they would see themselves in the reflection too of what they're putting out there, to realize, okay, you're getting a bad reaction out of this person. Why? Because of what you're putting out there. You need to re-examine yourself. What are your motives? What is your intent? Are you trying to shock this person into believing what you believe? Are you actually really saying there's a different way to actually make your life different? Because that's what we try to do here, is the idea of looking at people and saying, am I right? That's not my call. I just give you the information. It's for you to see how it resonates with you, if you feel the same, and then you follow through. Because I've told people when I do readings with them, I said, as soon as you walk out that door, free will, baby, do what you want to do.
Yep,
if you don't want to take the advice, don't do it. But if you do, and if it doesn't work out, I recommend you come back and then sit down and find out what went wrong, or if anything did go wrong. It might be just simply things playing out the way they're playing out. Because I've done a lot of readings with certain people who have this, you know, have this vindictive attitude where, you know, this is the guy. If this ain't the guy, then I'm not going to have no life. Not realizing what the truth is they don't have no faith in themselves. They have no life, and they're looking for somebody else to give them that. Not realizing it's not their responsibility. So then, when it doesn't happen, you can look at the situation and realize why it didn't happen. It's pointing out to you that you can't live on someone else's foundation. Because we're talking about money. And for one thing, people say, money is good. I need that kind of foundation. I said, yeah, but when that money's gone, your foundation's gone.
Absolutely.
So when you start focusing on the spiritual life and start focusing on loving yourself unconditionally and having that love within yourself, that's your foundation. Because when you have that kind of a strong foundation, that love that you have within yourself that you give yourself constantly, unconditionally, goes out to everybody else who's around you. So either they either take it themselves and change their lives, or they have a tendency to disappear because they refused to take that energy in.
And as soon as people start to realize this, there'll be a lot more happy people in the world.
Well, so, yeah, it's one thing I was telling a friend of mine. I said, you call this show, you donate to the show, or you come on the show and get a reading with us and that kind of stuff. And people out there listening, if you affect just one person, and that person affects one person, it's a chain reaction on one person level, but next thing you know, 10 people have been affected by that, just that one connection. So it's the idea of showing you, like we said, we're talking people about that movie, It's a Wonderful Life. That is a great example right there of how there's a part in the movie where, you know, he's taken out of equation, like he wasn't born. And then he starts realizing how much he had effect on their lives, how much good he did do by who he was. You know,
well,
it's a wonderful life.
It is, and I'm supposed to talk to you to tell you you're exactly doing that for people. So keep it up, because you're very special. Very, very special. And it's just, you're going to do very, very well. As soon as you have all these things in place, you're just going to do very well. But make sure, because you're going to get very, very busy. So make sure that you take time to enjoy your life, too.
Well, that's one thing I did do. I'll say it right now. The reason I was the decision about Colorado, when I had my first shop, the first thing I would do is balance it out and say, a lot of us have a tendency to do this. We get into these businesses and we just start just doing it all the time, and we get caught up in the whole thing, think we got to do this, and we forget ourselves, and then all of a sudden we start getting a breakdown in our prosperity, which means we're not taking the time for ourselves. And that's what I did. When I had my shop, I was sitting there, so I have a partner who would come in at 9, and she would work until 6, so I wouldn't come in until 1. And people go, well, don't you feel bad about that? Why do I feel bad about that? Your perception says 9 to 5. Mine says, well, my guides come to me and say, you're going to be working from 1 until whenever, and then when it's done, seriously, I love that. I would get a name in my head. It'd either be Steve or Joe or Mary. And what it was a message from my angels that the last person I would see that day would be that person with that name, and it was time to go home. So what I would do every morning, since I didn't have to come in until 1 o'clock, I go hiking at 6:30.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And I would do all the things I wanted to do.
That's so important.
I had this nice little place called, and it was so amazing about it, too. I loved it out there because I had another lady come up to me, and she said, I was hiking the incline. The incline is an amazing place. It's on the first ridge of Pikes Peak Mountain, okay? And it was so fantastic that it looks like a big old stairway going up the side of the mountain. And people hike this thing. I mean, they come from everywhere to hike this thing. And I was hiking it, and I got about halfway up. I met this lady named Peggy Reed. And we stopped right there. We both sit down, and she's very Christian, and I was very much into what I do. I just out, you know, I believe in God and Jesus and the whole thing. And I loved that. I was sitting, we sit there and talked about it. And then she said, well, maybe you shouldn't call yourself psychic. Maybe you should say something else. I said, well, I said, I do clarify myself as a spiritual advisor. And she goes, I like that. And she wasn't a Christian that was judging me. It's almost like she was trying to define me. You know, she's working with me, not against me. And I thought, you know, I keep asking myself over and over again why I even moved away from there. But, you know, it's one of those things where you just had to correct things and want the slate clean and go back and do it again. So, Mary, what do you do yourself? We got 2 minutes, right?
What do I do? I'm actually an astrologer.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't you contact me through my website and just actually sit down and talk sometime?
Okay, that would be wonderful. That would be wonderful.
We only got like 1 minute left. You got like one minute left.
I will look forward to you, and I look forward to talking to you. And just thank you for helping all these wonderful people, too, and keep up the great work.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Blessings are coming to you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, you have a great
second.
You have a wonderful
You have a great weekend.
Thank you. You
too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Do we have any more callers? Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Nope. So we got 50 seconds. That means I get what? And then I get to spend time with you? I'm sorry. I was actually looking forward to that. So, Dee, you there?
Yes, I'm still talking to the woman we just talked to on the phone. In private chat.
Before her?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, she wanted my information again, and she's been asking me some questions, so we've been in private chat.
Gotcha. No, I was just, you know, it was like one of the things that just